In 2008, Mark Porter from the Mishnah and Masechet have funded, so the Mishnah describes the Seder Hatzila on the Beis HaMikdash, the way they davened every morning. Shachrit, they say Krishna, they davened, they duchen, and so on. So the Mishnah writes that every day they used to recite the Aseret HaDibur in conjunction with the Kriya Shema. So the Gemara comments, on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, that's the 10th line from the top. The Kurim Aseret HaDibur Shema V'Hagorim Shema V'Yomer, they said Kriya Shema, the three parishes like we said, but they introduced the Kriya Shema with the Aseret HaDibur. And then they said Emes V'Yatziv, and then they said three brachas. And the Yatsi was the Brokhe at the Kriya Shema, then they said Avoid La Brichach Kan Nisrei, Avoid is Ritzei, and the Shemana Eshe, Brichach Kan Nisim Shom. So the Gemara, Omer, Rav Yudah, Mishmur, Rav Yudah quotes in the name of Shmuel, Afi Gvun, Big Shalit first came, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Tanoim also discussed the possibility of introducing the reciting of Aseret HaDibur in conjunction with the Kriya Shema. It's an idea to have that Aseret HaDibur every day in order to be Nizra in them. Elishi Kha Bitlom, but the Tanoim voted against it. They decided not to introduce them. If Nei, Tarum, and Taminim. The Minim refers to the Apikursim, and Rashi says that the Apikursim will think that the only Torah that's in Hashemayim is the Aseret HaDibur, which we heard directly in the Kriyat Gura. And the rest of the Torah, which we heard only by Moshe Rabbeinu, that it can keep on harping, and we try to have to do this every day, harping on this. And Rashi says the people will come to believe, the people will come to think that the only Aseret HaDibur is Torah in Hashemayim, and the rest was made up by Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what the Tanoim decided against. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had it like that. In Mambai Sheni, they did recite the Aseret HaDibur. In Chutzpah Mikdash, they felt that it's not Kedar. Finally, in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not afraid about the truth. They weren't that afraid. A lot of the questions say the meaning in different places, the meaning clearly refers to the original Christians. It means Jews who are of the other desire. I don't know if it means meaning goyim, or it means Jews who worship other desire. I don't know what Russian is.
Yeah. The previous law that I was trying to prove was the Bracha they said was going to all the Bracha they said against all the Abba Yabba.
Bracha before, yeah.
They said it was going to all the Bracha they said against all the Abba Yabba. Except the Bracha they said from the Abba there. It wouldn't be a Bracha they said from the Abba Yabba. It's just Abba Yabba. It's just Abba Yabba.
Mina, Lukasha, how could the Gemara have a Mina? That the Bracha that they said before Kriyashma was Abba Yabba. So it's not Pesach as a bar. The sum of the answer will be the same as Tommy Shannon said by Tzilas Hadera. Rabbi Yehuda said, how do you start Tzilas Hadera? He wrote to Mufanecho, and it's Chaytem as a bar, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tzilah, I is not a Tzilah Chavetor. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's really the Baruch Atah Mishmanet for Shemei Tzilah, and didn't come on this Mufanecho Chavetor. So that's why when they composed this Baruch of Shemei Tzilah, they didn't feel compelled in the first place to make it Pesach as a bar. So the same over here, Abba normally is true for the Chavis. Normally, it doesn't have to be Pesach as a bar, even in this instance. But if you hold that they start off with Abba Rabba, there wouldn't be a Kash in the summer. Then you say that the Emes V'Yatzeh would be Smucha to that. Emes V'Yatzeh doesn't begin with the Baruch HaTzom because it's Smucha to the Baruch that precedes the Kriya Shema. The Kriya Shema that's recited in the middle is not considered a Hesed. Like the Rishonim say, Hallel also. You say a bracha before Hallel, Shem Hashem, and so on, Mitzvah to Hallel. Then a bracha after Hallel, Yahaluch Hashem, Okein Kol Masyecha. You don't start bracha to Hashem, Okein Melech Hashem. Why not? Because that's called Smucha Lachavito. So the bracha at the beginning of the Hallel, and the Sukkim of the Hallel is not a Hesed. And the same by Emes V'Yatzid, and the Talmud is not a Hesed. By Kriya Tater, it is a Hesed. You say the bracha before the Kriya Tater, Asher Bracha Bonam is Asher Nasa Lam Reyeser, and the Kriya Tater is a Hesed. So the Rizvon, they give it a Hesed. That blends in to be one Hemshech and one Kiyu. And the same is true regarding Birchas Kriyashma. Kriyashma in Birchas Seh blends in to be one Kiyu. The Chachanu Wa Misakim is the proper way to be Yitzhi. The Mitzvah of Kriyashma Derayt is Al-Fedra Brachas. Kriyashman Dr. Hashem, Hashem can create a terror. It's not that the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the proper way to fulfill Kriyat HaTorah, is that it should be Al Seder HaBracha. No? Then it's HaKadosh, you say a bracha before, you say a bracha after, and it doesn't blend in with the Pesukim. The Pesukim are Talmud Torah, and the bracha is HaSherach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's what he calls Dim Yishen Amina. It doesn't blend in to constitute one Kiyum together. But that's why he says the bracha HaShanasam Lalu after the Kriyat HaTorah is not called Pesuk HaLachamah. Because the Kriyat HaTorah little blends in the Hesed. Right. It says that also smukh l'chavta, the retrot is also smukh l'chavta, because it's all shevach. Rosh Hashanah is shevach, and the psukh is in the right house. Same as house. We are close enough. There is a digger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a time on the way Rashi learns. Rashi interprets the Tarumas Aminim is that they won't believe that Torah is Min HaShamayim. They'll think only our Torah is Adibis Min HaShamayim. So he's saying, but they're going to say Kriyash Meravidus. Others interpret differently Tarumas Aminim. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Teres HaKoneis points out that one of the Amoraim asked another one about the text of the Teres Adibis. I forgot already what he asked a certain shot about the Teres Adibis. So the Amar who was asked the Shaila said, Ad Shat the Shalaini, he asked him, what's the head? The Yitav Lo, yeah, instead of asking me what the Hezer is, ask me what the text is. I don't remember myself what's in the Sefer. So the simple reading of the Gemara, some interpret the Gemara that it doesn't mean Kipshuta, but the simple reading of the Gemara seems to indicate that they really didn't know the text of that Teres Adibis about that. If a person would know the text of Teres Adibis Baal Peh, he will come to the realization that there are quite a few significant theories between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Nisan. It's not the Luchas Rishonis and Luchas Nisan. It says that by Yisra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote on the second Luchas exactly everything that was written on the first Luchas. And the Nusach that's written in Baal Chanan doesn't correspond to the Nusach that's written in Yisro. So this is a problem. What was the text of Teres Adibis? So some interpret that that's the Pshat in Imar Tarum and Amin, that you're going to say that there's a steer in the Chumash. There is a steer. We don't know exactly what the Teres is. Hara Yamazem, we don't know exactly. Rabbi Yankee Kamenetsky talks about his paper. He's not too sure either what the Teres is. What was the Nusach that was written? Was it Zohar? Was it Shamar? And what about the other steer? Zohar and Shamar is one steer. And steer Gluya. That Shamar means life sets, and Zohar means a mitzvah sets. It's Mamash. So what was written? What was the claim? It's more than the Dibur Echademo. But there are other steers as well. So some interpret that that's what it means, Tarum Samin, is that if we recite the Aseret Adibus every day in davening, people will be shocked to see him. And then when the lane, whichever Aseret Adibus, they'll stay in shul. When the lane, the other Aseret Adibus, they'll remember about them, this one, and they'll see the conflict. So it'll become very apparent this year. Yeah. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that Tarum Samin is that we're afraid that they'll say it's not the Nashimah. The only thing is Nashimah is Aseret Adibus.
No.
That they shouldn't think that the Sefer Torah is disgusting. You should think of this before the Gemara says you don't roll the Sefer Torah. And if you're going to take another Sefer Torah out in order to lay in the second one, so the Gemara says you'll have to say another bracha. And that's considered your bracha in the Sefer because you have an option of saying Balter. Are you not allowed to say Balteh? So, Mishum Tirchadis Dibura, rather than going off in the Tirchadis, we're allowed to say Balteh. But he's going to say a whole Kriya Tatara Balteh. Here he's going to learn the Tirchadis job, and here he's going to say Balteh. The people may think that the reason why he's saying Balteh is because the Tirchadis is missing. The people over here from the last 15 years and they say something, they know that's what he does. He learns part of the Tirchadis job, and the rest of the Aliyah says Balteh. Then he says the Bracha after the Kriya Tatara. But the people who came for the first time on this Yom Kippur, I think that his language from the Apostle says it does. So that's why he announces in advance, Yerzim Masha Karasi Lef Nechem Kosev Kam, that really everything is written in the Sefer Torah, but I'm going to say the rest of Balteh in order not to mission, in order not to say another bracha. I think that's Mishum Tavon Shul Sefer Mishum, that you shouldn't think that it's the Apostle that's making sense. So the Gemara says that somehow in the Beit HaMikdash is the Mokom of Yirah Shamayim, Mikdashi Tiro. Beit HaMikdash is the Mokom Moiro Hashem, Sefer Moiro Hashem, so somehow we're less worried that will be maybe the day after Kurs. Like you're not permitted to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Chol Yisrael Shabbos except when the Beit HaMikdash. Mark, if there Hashem or Yavrein Dalar Amis Tishin Tarab, then on the Beit HaMikdash is the Mokum Vayra Hashem, there's more Yerushalayim there, So we're not afraid that people will be Mechallel Shabbos and they'll blow. Ein Shulis Bamidus, that's why. Ein Shulis Bamidus, because why do you make Shulis Bamidus Rabban? Like Zeir Hashem, or one thing will lead to the other, and maybe the Averis. And Shulis Bamidus, we're less worried about being maybe the Averis, because there's more Yerushalayim there. It's how Pidin like that, that there's more Yerushalayim in the business. Abbi Yosef Engel has an interesting drasha on this, and it says, he points out that the Gemara says in Zvachim, there's a whole studio, that although there is universally a cloud, Esek, Zorcha, Loi Sesei, in Esek, Zorcha, Loi Sesei, Shulam Migdash. In the Beis HaMim, the Sesei is not Zorcha, Loi Sesei. It explains why, based on the Ramban, how it's useful. Like on Zorcha, Vishama, the Ramban talks about Zorcha is a resting Shama, the Loi Sesei. The Ramban says that all the Mitzvah Sesei, all of our Mach Mitzvah Sesei, are supposed to be fulfilled as a representation, as a demonstration of Avos Hashem. All the Mitzvah Sesei they have to be observed, you're not permitted to violate our favors as a demonstration. As a reflection of Yerush Hashem, a person out of Yerush should recoil and shall hold himself back from doing Averis. The Ramban says that this is probably the reason why he has to bech Alei Tesei, because Mitzvah Tesei is on a higher madrega than Alei Tesei, because Tesei represents Avos Hashem, and Alei Tesei just represents Yerush Hashem, and Avos Hashem is on a higher madrega, so that's why Tesei is bech Alei Tesei. So based on that Ramban, Rabbi Yosef Engel just sat down, that the Gemara says he's walking, the Gemara has a posting for that. But Tesei is not bech Alei Tesei in Beit HaMikdash. It says why not? Because the Beit HaMikdash, the special theme of the Beit HaMikdash is there should be more Yerush Hamayim. The emphasis and the stress in the Beit HaMikdash should be on Moira Hashem. More so than, you should always have Yerush Hamayim. All year long, wherever you happen to be, but more so in the Beit HaMikdash, more of a concentration. So because in the Beit HaMikdash, Yerush Hashem is to be stressed more, that's why life essay is not Nitzchem and saying it to them. Avot Hashem is not Bechel Essay. Somehow, apparently, that's why Ainsh was Bamikdash, and you're not afraid Shemi Avirenu and so on. In the Beit HaMikdash, they weren't afraid of the Tarum Samin. They're not afraid that it'll be made the day after Christ. Somehow, Chutz to Beit HaMikdash, they were afraid. Yeah, they had a lot of apikus in the Beit. There was Kufus, that the Kuhuna Gedolah was run by the Suzuki, Yeshua, and the Kohanim. Yeah. But then the Tanaim introduced that you should say Baruch Hashem Min Ha'el Me'adon, from this world to the next world, to stress all the time that there are two worlds. So where does it say that? Where does that begin? Mishikil Kolo Aminim, Mishikil Kolo Aminim, where does that begin? So where does it say that Musa? Min Ha'el Me'adon, it says it in the Sefer Ezra. It says when Ezra got the Aliyah, Ezra HaKoyim got the first Aliyah in Beit HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, High Holiday, when he opened up the temple, the Bai Sheni, that he got the first Aliyah, so it says that he said Bichas HaTzer, then he said Baruch Hashem Min Ha'el Me'adon. So the Maharaj Chai points out on that Mishnah in your last parish of Brachas, you see Mishakil Kul Amin, when was that? That was not Yitzchak of Bai Sheni. That was not the middle of Bai Sheni, that was from day number one. There was Kil Kul Amin from day number one of Bai Sheni. The Bai Sheni, the whole Bai Sheni was riddled with a lot of apikus. The whole school of Bai Sheni had a lot of meaning.
The whole period of Israel was a Muslim, the Muslim realization, kept on carrying on, long, even into the Bai Sheni.
Yes. But still,
probably what you mean is
But still, apparently, there's more of a chashash chutz l'migdash than in Migdash. So apparently, in the Beit HaMikdash, they weren't great. Chutz for Beit HaMikdash, they thought it was a good idea to recite our Teretz HaDibur. Chutz for Beit HaMikdash, even though it was a good idea, they were afraid. Amar Avira Meshulah, the Gvul Bikshu Likur changed. Even outside of Beit HaMikdash, they were interested in introducing the reciting of our Teretz HaDibur. We have a brayta that records historically that it's true, which Shmuel said. Rabbi Yosef Leib, the Gvul and Dikshu Likus came outside the Gvul and Dikshu outside the Beit HaMikdash of the Shekhar from the Netanyahu Samin. Rabbi Lavachon and Sova, Rabbi Lavachon and Gvayan Amayra. So he wasn't aware of all of this historical tradition. Rabbi Lavachon was an Amayra who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Shmuel lived in Bavel. And this brayta, Tanyahu Yochi, apparently wasn't such a popular brayta. Shmuel didn't open the brayta either. So Rabbi Avachana lived in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have this tradition, not from the Brisa, not from Shmuel, he didn't know. So he decided in his shul, he was a Rav in his shul, he was going to introduce that they should bring it. So Eretz HaDibur in the middle of Brichas Kriya Shema. Then they told him that he can't. Amar Rachiz, the Kvaditmus, Rachiz tells him he had an old tradition that this Einfal occurred to earlier Chachamim without voting. Right? This woman said to Rami Samin. And Meima also did not. Meima said to Rami Samin. And Meima was an Amora in Babel. He thought that it's proper to introduce it in his community. So Rashi told him also, because this woman said to Rami Samin. The historical tradition was forgotten. They forgot that it was already decided in the earlier generations that it shouldn't...
But why would they introduce
it? Because they learned the Mishnah and they saw that that's what...
Because
it's
about the Mishnah.
Then there's no reason why we should... What do we need for? Some were not introduced
by Rashi.
Some saw that people were not in the dark again. They see nothing. They see nothing. Keep it out of the end. You saw they're not in the dark.
Why was it incorporated
in the Mishnah? I don't know. There's Mishnah in the Mishnah. Why was it part of the Mishnah?
I don't know.
Yeah, the Rambam and the Tshuva write Taka based on this Gemara. It says Tarumas Aminim is that they'll think that there's more Hashivas to the Aseret Adibra than to the rest of the Torah. So he says it's not proper to many Gemara that everybody stands up for Aseret Adibra because this will lead people to believe that it's more Hashiv. He says Adarab is not more Hashiv. The Rambam writes in one place in Hilchot Sefer Torah, they'll point out that the Rambam in Hilchot Sefer Torah where he says that you have to show great cover to the Sefer Torah, you have to stand up, and you have to really just sit on the same bench, and you have to have a mental, and all the dinim of cover to the Sefer Torah. So the Rambam writes, where is the Mokar HaKumish? And the Gemara says all over the place, the dinim of cover to the Sefer Torah. Where's the source of HaKumish? The Rambam says, the source is Yasisa Aroin 8. You have to make an own page to put the Aseret HaDibra, to put the Luchas in. So the Rambam explains, well, what's the Tushta? That's the Aseret HaDibra, that's the Luchas that the Rabbanu Shalom made Bishav Yad Kotshay. What's the Tushta of the Sefer Torah? So the Rambam writes that the only reason why they said Zaluchah is Sefer Kedusha is because they have the parsha of the Aseret HaDibra. So the Rambam writes that a regular Sefer Torah has that plus more. The regular Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than the Aseret HaDibra. So the HaDibra is the author's manuscript that's worth more as a historical piece. It's a sentimental one. Has more sentimental value. But as far as Zaluchah Kedusha goes, the Rambam seems to say the Seirish that a regular Sefer Torah that we have in our Kedusha has a higher level of Kedusha. Then the Luchas, now that the Luchas have lower Kedusha, it only has Aseret HaDibra, that's all. But you have to make a Mokum Yuchad Rasita, Aron 8. He learns that the mitzvah of making an Aron is not Aron as part of Klei Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash, part of the mitzvah of Yotam HaMikdash is you should make a Beit HaMikdash with furniture. You have to have Mizbeach and a Menorah and a Shulchan and so on. That's part of the Klei HaMikdash. But the Aron, the Rambam holds, is not part of the Klei HaMikdash. The Aron, Baharaydin and Baisheni, they didn't put in an empty Aron. The Aron is solely for the purpose of housing the Luchas. If you don't have Luchas, then you don't put an Aron in. So that's the myth of why you have to house the Luchas. That is covered for the Kedusha of Luchas. Has the Beit Torah. The Beit Torah has more the Beit Torah. Yeah. And not even, but that's probably why we stand for Baisheni. They told me Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky had an original insult. Why he said, why do we stand for by God's daughter Bush Street? The daughter and brother stood up, so that's why we should stand up. They said it says in the Kabbalah Shlom, and in a lot of schools they do it, that the Gabbai should go collect the doctor when you say by God's daughter. But when you say, so you should put money in the pushkin. So the meaning was that the Gabbai would walk around with the pushkin that people would give. And the Bartanura writes on the Shnayas Bikurim, then Mishnah become that when the pilgrims would walk into Yerushalayim, everybody would stand up and say Kovod HaYisrael Mitzvah. So the Baitanura says, Mikan, Talmud Chacham not. When the Talmud Chacham comes by, I'm Isaac, the Melech HaSachem, let's say I work for a living. And I'm not allowed to be Mevatel with Mansh and the Balabon. The Balabon pays me by the day, by the hour. I'm not allowed to be Mevatel from the Mitzvah. I'm not allowed to be Mevatel from the working, from the salary. To stand up to be mechaber, that I'm talking about, to be mechaber, or is there a mitzvah, b'shas, that they're coming to do the mitzvah of Havarat Bikurin, then the Mishnah says, you're permitted and obligated to stand up. So the Bartanura says, from this Mishnah we learn the principle that when the Chevek Kadisha brings in the Nifter, you have to stand up, not out of respect for the Nifter, out of respect for the Chevek Kadisha, let's make clear that I say mitzvah, and the same thing when they bring the baby for Brit Milah, when the Svata brings in the baby, so everybody stands up. What do you stand up for the baby? What is saying after the baby says not? But the Kratos, when he went to the Mitzvah, he's bringing the baby to the Mitzvah, he's bringing people. Rabbi Yanki Kamenetsky, said that when the Gabbai is walking around with the Pushka, he's an Oyster Mitzvah, so you have to stand up in his honor.
No,
they go later.
I
would say Rabbi Yanki had, yes. Yankiv had historical interpretations for Levity, so that was one of his suggestions. That the sealing up of Rosh Dovid is not provided Rosh Dovid, because he's sealing up because the Gabbai is walking around it.
I don't know, why does he stand up for Yishtaba? I think it says, I think the Mishnah Yankiv has a tshuva where he talks about wearing tefillin on Kol HaMoed. As a long tshuva. Where he wants to explain Al-Pi Kabbalah why he's supposed to wear tefillin on Kol HaMoed. The Sage Gates quotes in the Zaya that it's prohibited to wear tefillin on Kol HaMoed. Whoever wears tefillin on Kol HaMoed is Chaim Yishin Deshamay. And the Zohar Gaon says you have to follow, the Chabad says you have to follow the Zohar. The Zohar Gaon says you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Kol HaMoed. And the Mishkanes Yankiv, who usually swears by the Vilna Gaon, so here he doesn't, here he ignores the whole Vilna Gaon. He lives in Karlin. Mishkanes Yankiv is involved in Karlin, with the Skolina, with the Karlina Hasid. So he writes the whole Shiva against the Hasid. He writes that you have to wear Tefillin on Kol HaMoed, and it's very helpful Al-Pi Nigla and Al-Pi Nishkan, he starts the whole Alichas on Kabbalah, which I didn't remember. I don't remember that. I didn't fully understand the Shas Maitre when I saw it. So part of his Aliha Dorn is that at this, he quotes, I think, from Kabbalah, that you're really supposed to stand for Pesukah Dizimra, and you're supposed to sit for Kriya Shema and Bichot Shalom. Mishnah, we just had the Mishnah about standing, sitting, do what you want, by Kriya Shema. So that's what all I got, Kabbalah and Karikya Dark, stand, sit, and whatever you want. But somehow he quotes, I think, from Kabbalah's form, probably from Israel, and then from Kabbalah, to present this person, he should really stand for the hopes of the Zimra. We, if we're tired, if we're lazy, so at least we stand at the beginning and the end. So we stand Baal Shama and Yishtaba, Kehilu, we stood the whole Sukkot in there. But he says, the Kabbalah, you really still stand for the whole Sukkot in there. I think that's what he says. And this has something to do with where it's filling on Talamayas. He explains why. It's a long shuv. Pchina. It's a Pchina Malchus. Malchus is in the Keva. It's a long Arichus, but I didn't understand. But b'Shabbos Nasivim Bracha Achas L'Nishma HaYotze, we learned already that the Gemara says on Shabbos every week there was a different Mishma in the Beis HaMikdash, and every day there was a different Beis Av. The Mishmaros were divided into different Batayobas, so one group of the Kohanim of this Mishma, there were 24 Mishmaros, so every 24th week, the same Mishma would take over again. After 24 weeks, all the other Mishmaros would do the Avodah. And then at the end, this Mishma would start again. But not all of the Mishma did the Avodah on Sunday. One group of the Mishma did on Sunday, one group did on Monday. There's a steer in two Rashis. One is Tainis, the other one is Dachman, it's talking about six or seven. How many Batayavis were there? There's only a Beis Av for the 6 days of the week, and Shabbos, all the members of the Mishma had the right to do Avodah. Oh, no! Shabbos was also divided up. There were seven Batayavis of every Mishma. But on Shabbos is when they switched. So the old Mishma did part of the Avodah Friday night and Shabbos morning, and then Shabbos at somehow in the morning, in the afternoon, they switched and the new Mishma took over. So the old Mishma would give a bracha to the bracha achas to Mishma HaYotze. The new Mishma would give a bracha to the old Mishma HaYotze. This would be a bracha for Basav Adam, not a bracha Tzachorikon. That's what Taisus says over here, the same stuff. Taisus, what have we got to do with the brachas? The Mishma in Talmud is talking about a bracha. They said one of the brachas Kriya Shema, then they said the bracha of Emes Yatsi, then they said the bracha of Avodah Ritzei, then they said the bracha of Tinshom. We're talking about brachas of brachas of the bracha. All of a sudden, the Mishnah fought around with that brachas of Basav Adam. The same thing did not understand. I mean, Gemara, whatever. Gosh, the Gemara says my bracha Achas, the Gemara says what did Lusha for? Mishma Yotzi, the Mishma Nishma. Oh, the old Mishma would give up bracha to the new Mishma who were coming in. The Shishik and Mishma, but Bari Tazed, the Rebbe Mishma, who Yashki Menechem, Avol Yachim, Mishma Vire. They gave him a bracha that they should not a bracha. No, they asked from the Mishnah and Talmud. Mishnah and Talmud is listing off all the brachas that they said in Beit HaMikdash. So they said one of the brachas Kriya Shema before, either Yetzer or Baruch Hashem, they said Abba Rabba, then they said Emes V'yatsu, then Hoshman Etzel, they only said Mitzay and Kim Sholan, and on Shabbos they would add another bracha. It sounds like a bracha, not a bracha. Can you come to a different bracha?
What the bracha is, or why do
you
call it
a bracha? Why do you call it a bracha in connection with these brachas? In Gantan, a different bracha? Marius, what's the nusach of bracha? My bracha, the person doesn't understand. How can you call that a bracha similar to the other brachas? The others are brachas to Hashem.
There has neither.
Yeah. It's not in the right direction either. A bracha with Hashem Malchus at least is towards the Rebbeinu Shalom. Here's some Gansu, not here, towards the Bracha Vadon. The arrow is pointed in a different direction. It's in Gansu in a different bracha.
I don't know why Tezus only picks on the lack of Shem and Malchus.
It's in Gansu in the wrong direction.
The Flamish can bracha.
I don't know. Tell us. Okay.
Well, the drop is a tefillah, yeah, that was a tefillah.
You have to see
okay, now the Gemara clears on Nishan. The Mishnah says that the Nusach of the Birchas Kriyashma is different by Shachris and by Ma'ariv. In Shachris, you say you have to go over. Chashuk and Ma'ariv say, there is a common theme in both of them that you have to be masked here. The Gemara said on Yudalot on the day, the whole theme of you don't have a God of light and a God of darkness. The same Baryam created, the whole world created light and darkness, everything he created. So now the Gemara has a Shaila. The Gemara introduces this Shaila because of the fact that we have a bright connection with this. What if a person starts saying Myris, Oh, Hashem Amvorach, and then he takes a sleep. Instead of saying Hashem Devar Marvar, he starts saying Yetzirah Baruch Hashem Hashem Baruch Hashem, and then he realizes he made a mistake. What's the deal? Does he have to start all over again Baruch Hashem, or can he just pick up from where he was? Or let's say a little differently. Now that he started saying Yetzirah Baruch Hashem Hashem Amar, he says Baruch Hashem Hashem Amvorach, then he says Baruch Hashem Hashem Malach Ha'ilam, and he's about to rattle off. Yetzirah Baruch Hashem, and then he realizes that that's the wrong bracha. He has to say Hashem Devar Marvar. What's the deal in such a case? So the Gemara is going to discuss either one or the other. The Shaila, what case is the Gemara discussing? Machlokes of Yishlein, which case is the Gemara discussing? We start off by saying the wrong Nusach, Yetzirah Baruch Hashem, then he chaps it in the middle and he corrects himself. We start off by thinking to say the wrong Nusach, but at Lamaita he said the whole correct Nusach. And Rashi and Taisus learned that he said the whole correct Nusach. And the only error that the fellow made was, he said Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, the other part of it, he said the Shem and Malchus, he planned to conclude wrong. He planned to finish off Yetzirah Baruch Hashem, but the night he finished off correctly. We'll have to see what the din be in the other case. Not the Gemara, one din I know for sure, and the other din we're not so sure. Pshito, in the following case, I know how the paskin is in. Here the konakit, kasa de chamra biyode, if the person is holding onto a cup of wine in his hand, the kasa, he thought in error, the shichlahu, he thought that it was beer, and he starts off to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hazayta, the Shichra, thinking that his beer is going to finish off Shachamim Midvara. And then he realizes that it's wine, the Siyim, the Dechamra, and he concludes the Bracha Baruch Yagrafen. The Tosfos and Rashi learn, Tosfos did Mamaska Pasuk Yoma spells it out Pshat, that you shouldn't think like the Rambam learns in the Machandas. The other Pshat is another, he spells it out reverse, and it means he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Baruch Yagrafen. He said the correct Nusach, but he said Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, in Malach Ha'olam, he planned to conclude Shahak HaLiv is Baruch Atah, he thought it was beer. Then as soon as he realized that it's not beer, but it's wine, he concluded properly Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Gemara says, in that case, it's certainly Yosef, Pshita. Pshita that is Yosef, there's nothing to discuss, because what can the worst thing be? You'll say that the Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, in Malach Ha'olam, should be considered a Shahak HaLiv is Baruch Atah. So what is, if you say Shahak HaLiv is Baruch Atah, everybody has it. But that's what he wants to do. He certainly Yosef, he said what you're going to do. Ah, you should tie him. But the Shem and Malchus was a Shahak, but the Shem and Malchus doesn't matter. The Nani and Mama, even if he would have concluded Shahak and he was very Yosef, he would also be Yosef, even on wine. The Mama is laid on my pledges. This Nani, the Mishnah says, I'll cool the Mama Shahak and he was very Yosef. The Mishnah has like this. On vegetables, you have to say Hadam. On fruit, you have to say Barati Hoi. On bread, you have to say Hamaytzi. On wine, you have to say Barati Agof. And then it says, the Al-Kulam, but if you say Shachim in the Vargas. The Gemara has an Achleik, it says, Al-Kulam only go on fruits and vegetables, and he says Shachim, or he even goes on Patsriyat. And that's what we talk about, even on Patsriyat, even on bread. Shatik Tala Chachami, Barachim, the Yechad is different after, and on Yayin, Shatik Tala Chachami, a special Barachim. Still, but the evidence, if you say Shachim, you'd be Yitz. So since if you say Shachim, you'd be Yitz, so if you started off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, a daita to conclude with Shachal, and he finished off the right of us. Not that it's also good. But the worst thing that you can say is that the Shem and Malchus is not up to par, that it's a Shachal to the Shem and Malchus, but the Yevit of Shachal is also good. So the world won't come to an end. Okay. Ella, the shayla that we're not too sure, that's cheaper. We want to cheat, so in case A, we know what it is. And in case B, we have what to clear. Hey, so the konakit kasa, the shir of the audience. What if it's the reverse case? He's holding onto a cup of sheikhor, a cup of beer. And he made a mistake, he kosov, and he thought the chamrahu, he thought that the cup contained wine, and he started off to recite the brocha, to the chamrah. He started up Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Malchei Olam, thinking that he's going to conclude Baruch Pri Agopen. And if he would have finished off Baruch Pri Agopen, he wouldn't even be Yoytze B'ni Yevez, because if he says Baruch Pri Agopen, I'm here, you're just not Yoytze, it's not dough, it's not the wine. But then he realized in the middle that it's not wine, that it's beer. So the Nusach HaBrocha was correct, according to the way Rashi and Tzitzman, not the way the Ramban. Ramban learns, so he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Malchei Olam, Baruch Pri Agopen, Shehakol Nibet Boruch. If he said the wrong Nusach, he corrected himself definitely. That's the Ramban. Tesis is going to talk about that, what's the din, but they don't learn that that's what the Gemara is talking about. They learn the Gemara gives the case A and case B, the case that was cheated, we know what the din is, and case B, we're not sure what the din is. In both cases, the Nusach HaBrocha was correct from the beginning to the end. The only error was in his Machshava, it's a Tchilat HaBrocha. Ubar HaDai Tidacham, Rav Sim, B'dishichar, and he finished off Shachon in Medvora, my, what's the halacha? Should I say Basa, Rika Brocha, Zuinon? Should I say the Iker of the Brocha is the Shem HaMalchus? It is much sure that the Shah's Shem HaMalchus was for Baruch Pri Agopen. So Baruch Pri Agopen, the Shem HaMalchus is no good for beer. Or should I say, oh, Basa Chassimah, no, should I say no, that the Brocha sets itself up as a Shaka, the Iker Brocha. It's Mufak Mitaycha that the Brocha Shaka. What do I care what his Mashava was? The Brocha sets itself up as a Shaka, the Iker Brocha. We once discussed this Gemara a little bit. We mentioned that the Gemara had what? Yeah. We mentioned the Gemara has in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar. The Gemara discussed that what's the halacha if a person dams Meiros on the Tzoy Shabbos and he left that out to Chanan Tola? Is he Yaitzei or not? So the thing is that you get to the Yaitzei, you say Abdullah Lakos, you get to the Yaitzei. So the Gemara has a kasha, there's a braita that says, what if a person forgot to daven mincha? Any given day, he forgot to daven mincha. So the din is he davens Meir twice, the first tefillah shmanesi. That means davens Meir twice. He davens Yichud Kriya Shma with the shmanesi of Meiros. Then he says shmanesi a second time. Doesn't start over the whole Meir. This is the second shmanesi. So the whole Meir, the whole Yichud Kriya Shma with the first shmanesi, is for Myrrh, and the second, and then you walk back 3 steps, and you pause a little bit, and then you go, Sala, and then you walk back, and you begin the second Shmoneh Esrei, the Shem, Tzila, Tashkum. Why does the whole reverse the order? He'll daven, he forgot to daven, and he davened off the Bichat Kriya Shema, then when he gets to the Shmoneh Esrei, he says twice, and he said the first Shmoneh Esrei he had in mind for Mincha, because Mincha precedes Myrrh. When he said the second Shmoneh Esrei, he had in mind for Myrrh. So the Gemara gives a case like that, that's what the fellow did, he forgot, but the Gemara gives a special case. He forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon. And he came up to Shabbos, and he realized he forgot to daven mincha. So he's going to have to daven Meirav and say the Shmoneh Esrei twice. He's going to say the first Shmoneh Esrei for Meirav and the second Shmoneh Esrei for Tashlum and for mincha. So the fellow went ahead, he davened the first Shmoneh Esrei, he had in mind the same mincha. So he left that at the Chanan Tolem, because the mincha you don't say Hatolem. And then the second Shmoneh Esrei he had in mind for the sake of Meirav, and he said at the Chanan Tolem. So he demonstrated that he has in mind that the first Shmoneh Esrei is for Mincha, and the second Shmoneh Esrei was for Meirav. So the writer says in the Gemara that it not only is it required lachatchila, it's even nakev b'yevet, that you have to first daven the tefillah b'zman, and then daven the tefillah tashlum. If you reverse the order, first you said the tefillah tashlum, and then you said the tefillah of b'zman, you have to daven a third time the Shmoneh Esrei and the Shem tashlum. The tashlum and the nakev b'yevet tashlum it must follow. The tefillah is not. One could have argued and said, not so. We have the raiser on the wrist. The raiser on the bottom of the wrist and soften. Well, let's start himself and says, what's the reason for this din? Why does the halacha require that when you forgot to daven shacharit, you daven mincha twice? Why do you have to daven first in the shem mincha, the second in the shem tashlum and for a shacharit? So the raiser writes in his beer on the bottom of the wrist that the hesber is based on the mishnah's bachin. The mishnah says, you've got to call out todah. You can call out todah, shem todah, todah, todah. If you have to do it, you play between two mitzvahs right now. One is a mitzvah that's observed very often. The other is a mitzvah that's done on rare occasions. So the Torah of Shem HaTorah, you do first the mitzvah that's Torah, and then you do the mitzvah that's not Torah. What if you have two mitzvahs, I'm about to do two mitzvahs, and both equally Torah, equally rare. So one is more Mekudosh than the other. One is more Kosher than the other. For example, the Mishnah gives an example in Kol HaTavet. It's a coin in the Beit HaMikdash. Kol HaTavet is a parak towards the end of the ninth parak or something like that. That's started this time. So the Mishnah has a coin is in the Beit HaMikdash standing in Makor Karbonis, and two Balabatim come up with Karbonis. One of them has a Karbon Shlomim, and one of them has a Karbon Chatos. Karbon Chatos is a Kashi Kashi. Karbon Shlomim is a Kashi Kama. So the Chatos is Mochamra. An Oilo doesn't matter if you say Chatos is Mochamra, let's say an Oilo. I was not makata any. One has an oila and one has a shlomim or a taita. Since he has a chor, maita, tesa, whatever. So since he has a kashi kashim, he has a kashim kalim, by definition, kashi kashim is more kudis than kashim, more kashim than mitzvah. You have to first do, and you want to do both, so you first do the mitzvah that's more kudis, kolam kudis mechavera, or kredim mechavera. But the rabbi says mekudish doesn't only mean if one has more kedusha than the other. Kashim Kalam has a higher level of kedusha. Kashim has a higher level of kedusha than Kashim Kalam. What if one mitzvah is more important than the other? How can you determine it's more important? More bishnei musa. One mitzvah is being done bishnei musa. The other mitzvah we know is being done shalom bishnei musa. Not with all of the details. It's not miyakad in the yebed. You're missing a couple of details in such a way that it's not miyakad in the yebed, but the mitzvah is being fulfilled shalom bishnei musa. So the Rabbi says the same is true, that the mitzvah is being done b'shalai Musa has to be fulfilled first. The mitzvah is done shalai b'shalai Musa should be fulfilled first. That's why many thought to say, let's say a moyo has to take care of two brisen on the same day. And he has to have the prayer as a schedule, either to do A first or B first, which one should be scheduled. But what if one is a mila bizmano, one is a mila shalai bizmano? So many pasukim held that you do first the mila bizmano, then you do the mila shalai bizmano, because the mila bizmano is a mitzvah b'shalai Musa. Mila Bishmini is Bishlai Musa. And Mila Shalai Bishmana is Tashalai Bishlai Musa. It's only Tashlumen. So whenever you dive in a Tzvila Bishmana and a Tzvila Tashlumen, that's Tashalai Bishlai Musa. So you do first the Tzvila Bishmana, then the Tzvila Shalai Bishmana. So that's what the writer interprets in this murder. The reason why you have to first dive in a Tzvila Bishmana and only afterwards dive in a Tashlumen because it's Tashlumen is Shalai Bishlai Musa. It's a Mitzvah Shalai Bishlai Musa. You're not diving in Bishmana. You have to tell it. That's the whole Hezbollah. Why is it not going to be Yebet? The writer says that it's not good for the Yevit. You have to daven a third time, Mishmona Esther. He daven Ma'ariv HaMitzvah Shabbos. And the first Manasseh he had in mind, Moshe Mincha, that's why, and he demonstrated that he had money, left out Atachan Antono. And the second Mishmona Esther, he said Atachan Antono to demonstrate that he had in mind Moshe Ma'ariv. So the Gemara says, in that case, he's not good for the Yevit. You should do a course on Achayim and say, what if he left out Atachan Antono by both? Or he said Atachan Antono by both? Yeah. So then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that maybe the halacha is hashayla what the Gemara says. Some Rishonim want to say that you leave it the way it is, and we will declare, even though his intention was that the first Manasseh should be from Mincha, the second one should be from Ma'ariv, we will declare that so. We'll say that the first one is Eilu Neshein Ma'ariv, and the second one is Eilu Neshein Mincha, and it's good. Because he was
holding
it. That's the question. Maybe he told it.
The
Pasha says you should say not so, even in that case. Even though he didn't, even though it's not Muchach, Nisaych Nusach, it's not Nika, Nisaych Nusach HaShmanetah, that the first one was Roshayim Nincha, the second one was Roshayim Mari, but still, the Pasha says you should still say that his Kabbalah is Kobeya, the shame of the sin.
Couldn't be said that, let's say, then you make your sin of his mana in the mitzvah. The Hashlomo is going to be the Roshuk. It's not a mitzvah that you have to fulfill, or it's not the same level as having doing the Mano. So
So that's why the din is, at first he davened the tefillah of his manah, the shmanet of his manah, because that's the mitzvah of the shleimus, and only afterwards he davened the tefillah of his manah. Yeah, but the Gemara says even more than that, that even the Yevit you're not getting. That's how the Gemara says, even the Yevit you're not getting. No, the Bryce says you have to daven the tefillah.
The Bryce
has a kasha, and why is there a kasha? And then the Gemara asks, why do you have to daven the third time, the third shmanet esrei? If you say that, the hanatana is not miyakei. So why not say the first Shmanasri is Eilu from Ma'ariv, and the second Shmanasri will be Eilu for the Tashlum, and then I said, Atachan Antonu, how can that count as Tashlum, what's it? It doesn't talk, it's not a Deva Shkar. He says, Yalav Yavai on June 1st, so it's the first day of the month. He says, Yom HaShachadish HaZeh, so that's Deva Shkar, so you can say that that's a heck. If he's not yet to Shmanasri, if he inserts Yalav Yavai in some other day of the month, not on Hashrei. But if he says, Atachan Antonu, what's his left? What's so bad?
Parallel to the
same way, yeah. Well, it is Matai Shabbos.
It's not Tuesday night. It is not Tuesday Shabbos. It's not Tuesday.
Yes, Kaddish Baruch Hu give us a good bench book. What's so big?
Yeah. It is. That was the takana to the eighth out of the Pilus. Yeah, one could have said like that, but the Gemara starts by saying if you left the Ratachan Antonu, you are Yaitzei Meir. And if you said Ratachan Antonu on the Toy Shabbos and the Sefer Shmonesu, that's the Shem Tashmon, then also there's not, it's not Toykim the Shmonesu, you're Yaitzei B'Yevit. So that's what the Gemara asks, so why do you say, in what blinds that Kasha? So why do you say that if he davened, if he left that Mincha, he davened Meir, then he says, Shmonesu, in the first one, he left the Ratachan Antonu because he had in mind the Shem Mincha. The second one, he said, the Shem Meir, and he said, Ratachan Antonu, so he has to daven the third one, the Shem Tashmon. The Gemara, why not be able to do the two? So the Gemara blinds that Kasha. So the Rajbo quotes in the name of the Gain, and that Kasha is not the same as the Yufta. When you have to Yufta, Machlekes in the Rajbo, Machlekes in the some places in some places says places in Menachas and places in Makas and other Mesistas that says that Kasha is the same thing as the Yufta, like one day in the Rajbo. Kasha means that it's wrong. Don't get correct. It's wrong. And Rav HaRishonim assumed that it's not so. When you say to Yufta, it means that it's wrong and the Din is not so. So Kasha means you have a Kasha and there's a Terah. So what is the Terah? So that's what the Rajbo quotes in the name of the Gain, and it gives you the Terah time you have Kasha. So he says that the Kavonas HaMisalim is Kaveh what the Shem HaTzim is. That the person Davin Tushman Esher is Bezer HaZer. And he says that the Chanan Tana on the second, not in the first. Obviously he intended with the first the Shem Tashlum and HaMincha and the second the Shem Meirah. And that's no good even to the Eved. You have to say it in the proper order. If you say the first one the Shem Tashlum and HaMincha before you Davin Meirah, you're not there to it. So the Kavonas HaMisalim is Kaveh the Shem HaTzim. That's what the Rajboi answers on that Gemara's Kash. But apparently this is Gaya and I Dav and you based on an Aleph, is an extension of that Gemara. We know that the Kavanah Thomas Pavel is Kaveh L'Shem Atfila, whether it's a Meirig or it's a Tashmam and Tanuncha, Kaveh, whatever the Tfila is, maybe that's only because the Nusach Atfila is really the same. All the Shmanesis are the same. Yeah, Tachan Antonah, not Tachan Antonah, doesn't matter. You Yerti without Tachan Antonah, you Yerti Meir without Tachan Antonah, and you can Yerti the Tashmam and Tanuncha without Tachan Antonah. The proper thing is the Shmuel Tachan Antonu in the first one. But if the Yehudi said it, that wouldn't make or break the whole issue. But the reason why it's no good over there in that Gemara is because the Kavanah Thomas Balo is Kaveh. That Gemara has itself in. Maybe the only time you say the Kavanah Thomas Balo is Kaveh, the Shema Tzila is when the Nusach of the Tzila is not much to say. Shachet, Nineveh, Meirah, Tashlum, it's all the same Shmuel, all the same Nusach that you said. But then the only way to determine how are you going to determine whether it's Nusach Meirah? What page in the city he's talking to? Why? Let's say Yom Yom Tov, he doesn't have a mark, they can dump my heart. Let's say Yom Tov doesn't have a mark, because he takes the weekday Siddur, and he says in the Siddur whatever it says there, and then he says the rest by heart. That's okay. All right, you wish us the most of it is down in Shach, and it doesn't matter what page in the Master he has open. So by Shmanesu, the only way to be covered, what the shame of the Siddur is the Mashavah, is the Kabbalah Samasal. But by Abraka, that there's a Shehakul, and there's a Ha'adom, and there's a Burpi Ha'et, and there's a Burpi Abraka, and there's a Burpi Ha'et, and there's a Burpi Ha'et. So whatever the Nusach ends off, that's Kaveh, what the beginning of the Bracha was. You can't say, well, Levi Bracha Atah Hashem Lakeinu Malach HaOlam is the same, and the thing that's Kaveh, what the Lakeinu Malach HaOlam is the Kavanah Tamavor. What do you mean? The Chassimus HaBracha will be Kaveh. Whether it's a Shehakul Bikid Bracha, I'm going to Bikid Bracha, or Bikid Bracha, or Bikid Bracha. Or no? That's the Gemara itself. It's unknown. Maybe the Kavanah Tamavor, the Shehakul HaBracha, is Kaveh, what the Shema Bracha. This is what the Gemara had itself, because it's not exactly the same as Shemoneh Esrei. It can be mechalik, but after by Shemoneh Esrei, the Kavanah Thomas Pavel is Kaveh, the Shema Tzvilo. But by Abroche, once a Chatima is with us, that's the Gemara Shai. The Buzz Light, the Lacha Light, the Buzz Light on this, it was going to start bringing right, and not Chede right, it comes out that it's his Bible and Shema. It's not her fault. The Buzz Light on this, it's high. The Tesis has a mechalik, it's every Shema, not a Pasuk. The Riff, Tesis quotes, Pirish Rav Alfin, they quote in the name of the Riff, the Dibah Maskal Lo Nasui Nahamu. So they quote, it's an Ibai's Lev Shita, so what's the Maskana? So the Rish says, the topic Bracha is Lachas. Hashtag the Lev Shita Bayon, since it's an Ibai's Lev Shita, the Gemara didn't give a conclusive resolution, as we know, the Kuma. So therefore, Afilu Pasach Bechama, the same Lishikra, Yotzef. He started off by saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekein Amal Charem, thinking that it's Barpia Gofen. He's going to end off with Barpia Gofen. Then he realized that it's beer, and he finished Bav Shakol, the Jerk to the end, because topic Bracha is Lahokir. That's the stock of the Riz. And the Riz disagrees. Riha Yahimer, that you go to Chumer, Torah, Levar, Amacheres, Why? Because Tzadik Brachos Lahakra. That's the Rebbe Kenegi quote the Kasha. Why not say Tzadik Brachos Lekuma? So the Magen Avraham Tinei Reish there, he says the Magen Avraham says the Kasha and the Taisus and the Ri. Yeah, you should say Tzadik Brachos Lahakra. So Rebbe Kenegi has a whole line part of it. Teretz and he writes, Achaz Ma, after a while, the Yisi Beben Oizah, Beben Oizah is on the side of the Arachayim. The commentary on the side, 1,700 pages, he has a short comment. The cause of change is Jordan Afshay. His Eben Oizah writes this chart and cases that Rebbe Kenegi said on his own also, that it runs as follows, that Abichas HaNenen, when you have a topic in Abichas HaNenen, you have to go to Chumrah. Why? Because it's you can't say Tzeket Rav on the Kula Kenegit Ches Kasitz. Because the Gemara says later that all the food in the world is traced because Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem. So whoever eats food without reciting a brother Tzila Moyo. Everything is Hegdush, everything. Because it's also created everything in the world, everything belongs to him. So it's Hegdush, you're not committed to be Nenem or Elam Hazer for my brother. So reciting the brother is the matter. Yishalmi has a lesson that the brother is fond of calling that the Chos is Zuri Tidyoina. That you have to be part of the Hegdish in order that it should be mutter by law, in order that it should be allowed to eat it. Everything is Hegdish, Hashman, Shalom, Hashem, or everything is Hegdish. Or it's not the Lavianim, if you say the Bracha. If you say the Bracha, Hashem Lacha Bracha, then it'll be yours. So the Bracha is the Tidyon, is the Matir on the Achilo. If you have a Suffolk, if you have some food, you're not for sure it's off the Bachilo. And the Suffolk that you have is whether you have recited the Bracha properly or not. We are yoked with the Bracha. That the Sveik of the Rabban can egg a Cheskasisa. It says in Yeridea that you're not allowed to say Tzeket Rabban Lekula Kenegit Tzeket. That's how Rabbi Kenegit interprets the Rishi.
And what about can we just say that?
That's what he claims. Yeah, Rabbi Kenegit claims that that the Pashto says that not. The Pashto says that not. No. That's if he knows the same that he did not say Abraham.
What if it was saying
for the same that he said it's Hashem? He forgot Abraham. That's what it means. A person is eating food and he knows the Vada that he forgot to say Abraham at the beginning. So the Gemara has a shayla, should he say, and he has a lot more to eat. He's going to eat a whole meal full. So should he recite the Abraham now in the middle of should he not? So the Gemara says just because the person did something wrong, and in the middle he should continue doing wrong. Stop now, do it right, and the Kamalabo will be right. So that's what the Gemara says, to say the drop enough, you have more food to eat. So that's not a riot one way or the other. But because Egev, Shita is really, not really very sure. You can say the same thing by Mitzvah also. Let's say a person has a topic whether he recited the Hallel.
I made a book on Tzimun.
Okay, well, he said a brach on Tzimun. Yeah. As a subject, he said a brach on Tzimun. So he was Becheskat Chiyu. When he woke up in the morning, he was Becheskat, he was Mechuyu. To put on the Tzimun, to say a brach. And it's a topic whether he was Yosef saying the bracha. Did he say the bracha or not? So you shouldn't say Tzveka, you shouldn't say Tzavik bracha bracha even by Bichas HaMitzvah. You should never say Tzavik bracha 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 bracha. But Rebbe Kenegi says, "Take the Yeridaya." You cannot say Shakta is like that. You cannot say Speka the Rabban Lakula Kenegit Cheskasi. You cannot say Speka the Rabban Lakula Kenegit Cheskasi. But Tzadik Brachos Lahakel Kenegit Cheskas Iser or Kenegit Cheskasi, you can say. Why? Because Tzadik Brachos Lahakel is a bigger cloud. It's a stronger cloud than Speka the Rabban Lakula. Shlach defenses that. Take for example the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is that Yontav Sheni Shal Golias is not, there's no longer any time to take the Yontav. He says that was only Bizmashi Kitchel Priyariya, and he really didn't know whether today's Yontav or tomorrow's Yontav. But Bizmana's there, that we have a Ruach. It's all printed, so the first day is Yontav Sinatar, and second day is Vada Yontav Rabban. Rabban has Halacha, so Bizmana's there, it didn't change. On the days of Abayi's Rabban, when we established the Ruach, and as he said, they no longer were Mekadosh HaTafedosh HaPriyayidin, HaPriyariya. But from now on, the Yontav Sheni Shal Golias is the Torah about that. And nonetheless, the Gemara is Ma'ir Shaila. Why do you say a doctor when you come up in the Gemara on the second day? You should say Tzadik Brachos Lahakel. That's not Tzadik Brachos Lahakel. It's a Vandai. And you are talking the days of Abayi Barucha. You are talking after the Tachanos Haluach, after the Shmiyas Haluach. What did Ma'ir Shaila? Ishmael, if you all like the Rabbi is not the Gemara, but even Mizman Hazeh, Yontav Sheni Shal Golias is
we should continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni in the same way our forefathers observed it. But that would not include observe it anymore. Come to the confessions. Our forefathers, before they established the Ruach, observed Yom Tov Sheni Shavuot for the Torah's sake of the Yom. One of the Shachis, that this is Kodesh, that's Kodesh, this is Kodesh, and that's Kodesh. Not that they're both Kodesh. But the Rabbi says, in the name of all the guidance, that this man is there, it's the same thing. How can the Rabbi disagree with all the Sikha again? The man is there also, Yom Tov Sheni Shavuot, it's only the Torah's sake of the Yom. It's not that it became more common if this man is there. If anything, should be less common. It's not even a suffering. It's manachol. If anything, we should have done away with it. The Gemara is.
Yeah.
Ashtu, the Gemara is made. Ashtu, that he didn't clear the Yarcha. And the Gemara is that we know when Yom Tov is. But why do we have the observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goliath? So the Gemara is that he's not Shal Chom Yitzam. It sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael. He's there at the Minig of the Sefer Nidech. We should still continue the practice of observing Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goliath. The Rabbi says, but it's the same as it used to be. It can't be more chomer than it used to be. If anything is less, but it's not more chomer. So this way, the law writes that Yom Tov Sheni still observed as manners as the Torah spake to the Yom to carry over from the old spake to the Yom. It used to be a spake to the Yom. Do you understand what the Gemara asks? Why do you say a bracha on Matzah and Mora on the second day of Pesach? I should say it's our topic, spake to the Yom. Just like on Demai, you don't recite a bracha because it's a topic. So the Gemara and Bama Mabikinah say Kashan Shabbat. So you shouldn't say a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goliath on Matzah and Mora because the topic of bracha is not about. According to the Rambam, the Yom Tov Sheni is Mara Zez, the Torah of Vada, and that's Gimor in Masrech HaShavis, and Vada Mabik, and it's talking in the days of Abai the Rabbi. After the law was already established, the law was in Gimor's Kasha, so the Migdalos on the bottom of the Rambam quotes the Shuvah of Rambam. He gives you the answer. He interprets the Gimor. The Klal of Tzapik, Brachas Lahokel, Fas of Pesach, Sheikh of the Rabbam Lekulis. And Yeshua points it out also there. Tzapik, Brachas Lahokel is a Klal that whenever there's a mitzvah, that has anything to do with any Sukkah Kodol, the Chachamim will never mistake in the Bracha in the first place. But since the present day observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goliath was rooted in the previous observance of Yom Tov Sheni, which started off as a Sukkah of the Yomah, so there is a word of a Sukkah there. The idea of Sukkah started the whole idea of Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goliath. So the din of Sukkah Brach Lachah should already take over. Even though it's absolutely no Sukkah at all, it's a Vadech here. Matzah and Mora on the second night of Pesach. Still, I should apply the principle of Sopik Brachas Lachos because the Vaday Takana was instituted, the Vaday Takana of Hashem Bizman Hazeh was instituted based on an original stake of the Yemen that used to be. So the way they run, and that's how many parts can say, the Pringwadim points this out. How does it even like that? That's a good question. The Rambam asked that question. The Rambam asked, once they know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, maybe no one pays them, maybe no one should lose his shiva. He says, some say that it's true, he says that it's more common than every other Yom Tov. No, but the Rambam doesn't seem to say like that. The Rambam asked that question. How can it be that they didn't know from Rosh Chodesh Nisan till Tevet to Sivan?
Yeah.
From Rosh Chodesh Nisan till Vav Sivan. 2 months later, they still didn't know where Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. How can it be? They must have found out already. The Rav said he didn't think all was so Shvet. There must have been some places where they didn't know. He didn't see how the Rambam knew. There were some communities that were so far away from Yerushalayim where the Beis Magdol was located that the Shluchei Tishrei lo higiyu before Sukkot, but the Shluchei Nisan kei higiyu because the Shluchim who go to notify the communities when Beis Magdol was mekadesh the Chodesh are not allowed to travel, not on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. So when they designate declared Rosh Hashanah, they can't go Rosh Hashanah, they can't go Yom Kippur. So it's 2 days left, they can't go Shabbat either. So there's 2 days left, even though Sukkot is the 15th of Tishrei, and Pesach is the 15th of Nisan, but the 15th of Nisan, they have an extra 2 days. They're not held back from traveling with no Rosh Hashanah, with no Yom Kippur, so they have an extra 2 days. They go another 200 miles. to there. There are some communities where the Shluchei Nisim Higiyu, the Shluchei Tishrei Lo Higiyu. So the Mori asks who? So maybe they should only observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Sukkot, but they shouldn't observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Pesach. So the Gemara says, no, since they have to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Sukkot, once you have Yom Tov Sheni of one of the Shalosh Shabbam, you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni of the other Shalosh Shabbam as well. So the Rambam claims that all over the world, that's what the Rambam says, how did they know? How did the Rambam know that all over the world they knew when Rosh Hashanah was? He said it didn't bother him. All Kasha, the Rambam said. Maybe there were communities where they didn't know when Shavuot was. Maybe it was a bona fide sacred year. That's what the Rambam assumes. That all over the world, everybody knew by the time Shavuot came, they all knew already when Rosh Hashanah was. But since they had observed Yom Tov Sheni Shel Pesach, or at least Yom Tov Sheni Shel Sukkot, so you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Shavuot as a light blue Rambam. Based on that Gemara. Shluchei Nissen he gives, Shluchei Tishrei they give, so it's a light bulb from one Yom Tov to the other. So based on that Rambam, that the translation says, but it's a light bulb all over the world. So he claims that he makes it, I mean, it's a light bulb, means it's a weaker, it's a weaker din. If you make it Takana Rabban, because there's a reason applies, and that's a strong din Rabban. If it's, the reason doesn't apply, it's only a light bulb, so it's weaker. I mean, Eza is true, he has Salachal Meister, he brings Raya, that whenever a Din Rabbanon is only a light bulb, the reason that's not fine, it's only a light bulb Rabbanon, so he shows Raya that it's weaker. Then if some Seika has a twist and he says, no, it's stronger. Mm-hmm. Since it's, there's no reason and Eza is nonetheless, that's why you understand it's stronger. Hmm. Huh? The Bnei Yeshua claims like that. The Gemara in the first daf in case of Mevorkim says, how do you know that you have to say a Brichas HaMenah? The Gemara is one mock, another mock, the Gemara shlugs with all the Gemara, so that was Svari. That's Svari. The Bnei Yeshua says, Svari. The Gemara says, Vomli Svar Svarahu. The Gemara says in a few places. But whenever you have a Svari, you don't need a Potter, because the Svari is Zeraisa. So he claims that Brichas HaMenah is Zeraisa. Then it gets stuck, there's so many other Gemara that seem to indicate that Brichas HaMenah is only the Rabbanon. The Faremsa is all the Gemara. Faremsa is not Shverig, but nobody holds up the Pnei. Usually we assume not like that, Kiddush. Not like the Pnei Yeshua. We assume that Brichas HaMenah is only the Rabbanon. Now the Pashto says Brichas HaMenah is only the Rabbanon. But Rabbi Kivega says there's not except. It's a Harif is the Gevart that he says, we can't say Tzeke Darabon Asur with a negative Chesed. But we don't assume like that. We assume that Tzofik, Yachas, Lahakel is not identical with Tzeke Darabon Kula. It's a Tzeke that then, even the Mechanishne points out on the Ram, that the Ram Shit is that even when you have a Tzeke Lachumra, you still don't say a Brach. There's a cloud that says Mishlanah has, that Achrenim, the Prima Zerim talks a lot, there's a Din of Tzeke Darabon Lachumra and Tzeke Darabon Lachumra. Well, you have a sex sake of the Raisa, it's Lukula. So the Mishnah Melech developed an idea, sometimes you have a sex sake of the Rabbanon Lukula. How can it be a sex sake of Lukula? If a sake of the Rabbanon is Lukula, the sex sake is this a Lukula? So he says, no, what if you have a sex sake of Lukula? You never had to think to what the sex sake is either A or B. And if it's A, it's Asa. And if it's B, it may be Musa, depending whether it's C or D. If it's C, then it might be going to be Asa. If it's D, then it's going to be Musa. So you have a sex sake of Lukula. It may go be A. And it's also. And even if it's B, it may be C, and it's also. But it's a sex sake of lakuma. When you say sex sake of the deraita lakuma, that means it's a sex sake of the proportions are, the odds are 75 to 25. Sex sake any time right. But you can have a sex sake of lakuma also. So what if you have a sake of the rabbana lakuma that's not one stuff, it's a sex sake of lakuma? So the Mishmanava says, Ma'ira the Shaila. Maybe you should say sex sake of the rabbana lakuma, because sex sake any time right. But if you have a right, it's not a sake of the rabbana anymore. And nonetheless, when you have a sex sake to be mechayev a bracha, the Mishnah claims the Rambam Shita is that you still say tzofik bracha as well. So why? The tzofik bracha lachem is not identical with the klal of sake of the Rabban Lekula. It depends on that klal. Whenever there's any tzofik also, you do away with the bracha already. And that's why a lot of achrayim tain again for the kinege. That you shouldn't consider the fact that if the sake of the Rabban kinege says kesiser or kinege says kesiru, it doesn't matter. Tzofik bracha is always lachem. Tzofik bracha the Rabban. If you have a Sophic Bechata Mazen, Bechata Mazen is the right, you have a Sophic Kiddush, and Kiddush is the right, then you don't apply the Kalal of Sophic Brachas Law. But if it's a Bracha de Rabbanon, then you say Sophic Brachas Law, and it's a pass of the Kalal of Sake of the Rabbanon Kul. So that's the Shaila. How come the Reef has to be against the Reef? He knows the Reef. Says it's close to the Reef, that he should invite Reef, see what the din is. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKen Amal Ha'elam, having a mind to finish up, or to have gotten any realize that it's a cup of beer, he's got to finish up what you have is no good, he finishes off Shehakon, so he badly, she didn't know whether he is, just so you have to go look him. Why in the world should you go look him? That's the talent. So the Zohar God writes, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, he gives him guns in a different motto to the Reef. That's like Rebbe Kadevi's people. Not such harif as they can have. So the Gemara just tells to the Gemara, I'll follow from an aleph on the first wide line. The Gemara says that the obligation to daven is only with the Rabbanan. So what if a person is Sufik is follow Sufik? Why is follow? Sufik is follow Sufik, it's all right before the first wide line. The left narrow line and the first wide line. Davin is called Sophic Law. Each Palo person is Mr. Tikifi Davin, so to my colleague is Rab Lozir and Rab Yechon. Lozir was a Talmud of Rab Yechon. The Amor, there was a Tan of Rab Lozir, there was an Amor of Rab Lozir. So the Amor of Rab Lozir says, ain't it heard in this call? Take it to Rabban Lakum, and you're not obligated to Davin over the Shmai. Answer because take it to Rabban Lakum. Sophic Prophet Law. Sophic Prophet Law. Rab Yechon and Omar, Halabaishi, Palo Lozir, Kola Yoin, Kulor. So what did Rab Yechon say? So Rabbi Yechon says, you mechuyif to daven over again.
No, you can't.
So Mr. Burek, you have the option. If you want to, you may. If you want to, you may didn't say mechuyif to daven. The person has a self. That what?
No,
he says in general, a person has to daven the eighth Torah. The Ramban says, that tefillah is only the Rabbanon. But there is a tefillah that's the right when the person is the eighth Torah. So the truth is saying, when your day starts, this week started, when the community, when the person is the eighth star. So feel the eighth star, the right to, so when is the person the eighth star? So really, Rabbi Yechon says, he's really the eighth star all day long. The person doesn't realize it. When someone is sick, Rachman all the time, then he realizes the eighth star. When everything, when he has his finances, and he's happy, and he has food, and he has money in the bank, and so on, then he doesn't realize that he's the eighth star. So he thinks that there's no need to daven. Rabbi Yechon says wrong. Halavai, he should really daven the proper things, and he should really daven all day long. And Yishami calls to Hashem Bar Yochai, he's saying that the Baruch Hu should have really created us with two mouths, one mouth to daven all day long, and the other mouth to take care of business. So he should really daven all day long. So Zal came to therefore what? That doesn't mean that you're mechuyif to daven over again. The Mishnah Berurah writes a quote that Shulchan Aruch Rashba means if you want to, you're permitted to daven. We would recommend Yishtan, but we can't say you're obligated, no? The din is that Sophic Prophet Hawk, you have a chiyuv sukkah. Rabbi Yechon recommends, then it makes sense to daven an extra Shemoneh Esrei more than three times a day, in addition to Shabbat and Chumayrit. It makes sense to offer a tzidus medaver. So we would recommend daven over. If you're mistuken, to daven over. What do you have to, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, so you may as well daven over. We can't say Mishnah Berurah. So the Vilna Gaon claims that's all the Re meant to say. The Re Ha'yoyim Elechumer, the Tzorech Levarach Panacher, it does mean you're Mechuyim, Tzorech. You're obligated to daven. He says that the Re meant that Rabbi Yechon said on Dach Chofalot is not limited only to Shmoneh Esrei, to Tefillah, it applies to all prophets. And although the Din is like the Re, the Re doesn't say the Re is wrong. He's asking with the Re. The Re is right, so every prophet will hakel. But that's what Rabbi Lozer says. And the Maskana is, he's right with a modification. You're not obligated to repeat the bracha or the tshuva, but we recommend, you may as well say it over, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And Rabbi Yechanan says, you're not obligated to, but you may. If you choose to, you may. It's interesting. Take... That's the time against the Biragro. That's the time against the Biragro. But that's how there's only God interprets the Biragro. So the Biragro didn't really disagree with the Biragro. You can't say the Biragro is wrong. The Biragro is right. But he just adds on, like on Chof Aleph. If you want to, you have an option of volunteering Shmoneh Esrei as an Hedogda. Here, if you want to, you can volunteer a Broch as an Hedogda. This is one of the chances that the Rishonim ask on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that one is obligated to have once a day every day in the Torah, but the Gemara says Tzila is always the Rabbanon? So they say no, because he's going to daven the other one. How can Abloza say something false on the first part? And he's going to daven Mincha later. Let's say Shachar, he's not sure. He'll follow Mincha. Not the Holah. He'll daven Mincha later on the day. So he'll be right to his Kiyasa. Not Minatayram. Minatayram has to daven once a day every day. So don't daven with them. This will daven. I have all day long. There's plenty of time. The time that he wakes up till the time he goes to sleep, for sure he's going to daven sometime. As a topic, whether he daven shachar sleep this, then he'll be lying on Mincha. As a topic, then Mincha also he'll be lying on Mincha. If all three shachars, if not all three headers of dead, he'll be stuck. He'll have to daven Shmanetri to take it the right to the phone. If all day long, all the three Shmanetri, he didn't say because of the topic, and the topic maybe never said anything. Okay? He says, you're not required to. The Rabbi Brock says, you're not required to do that. And even Rabbi Yechanan doesn't fully disagree with Rabbi Lozzi. He says, you're not true, you're not obligated to, but we would recommend, since you're permitted to dive into the Zohar, we would recommend that you should offer it to the Zohar. So Rabbi Yechanan adds that on. And the Rashi says you should daven it with Torah halakhanai. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tshuva of the Rashi. When Rabbi Yechanan says halavai she's followed and called Yom Kulon, you should daven having that in mind. In the event that I would get to this, if I already daven shachrin, there should be an adobe. If I didn't daven shachrin, there should be the shachrin. You should not have that in mind. This is how the Akhbarim point out the answer the kasha against the status on the days. And that you based on the days. The Gemara says on the top of Bakhi's base on the day, it's on the second line from the top. Omer Rabbi Bakhi in the Sol Vishnei De Rav. On the third day, you have to say HaMelech HaKodesh. You have to say HaMelech HaMishpat. All year long you say HaKim HaKodesh. On the third day, you say HaMelech HaKodesh. All year long you say HaMelech HaKodesh. On the third day, you say HaMelech HaMishpat. So what if the person by mistake says HaKim HaKodesh instead of HaMelech HaKodesh? It's a Machlekes in the Gemara. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, he'll say to the Rabbi that even the Yevid, you're not there. That's what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan. That's what it says in the Kitzur. But instead, what if he doesn't remember what he said? He doesn't remember whether he said he knows he's Davin. He does remember if he said, HaKel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh. The Kitzur quotes a Yerushalmi that what if they just benched the Talah, they just benched Geshen, and the person is Davin Shmoneh Esrei, and he doesn't remember whether he said Mashiach Merod HaKadoshim or he said Merod HaTov. He doesn't remember what he said. So Yishami says the first 30 days, yeah. We assume, he says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He says to Yishami that if it's the first 30 days, we assume that he said the old way. And after 30 days of davening properly, we assume that he's used to the new way and he didn't make any mistakes. So the Acharim has got Kasha. So Tesha says the same is true over here by our Kela Kodesh. The first in davening is on a Kodesh Nechuba. And he doesn't remember, so it's not 30 days, but he doesn't remember whether he said that Kodesh on Melech HaKodesh, so we assume that he probably said wrong, and he asked the Davin Ovi Shmoneh Esrei. So Acharim are bothered with Akashe, the guy you must ask to talk about this Kashe, and the truth on this. It takes Akashe, why does he have to dig up by Yerushalmi to say why he has to Davin over? Isn't that from Dr. Fama? Sophic is Paul, Sophic where he's Paul. Chayzim is Paul, Halvash is Paul, Abba Kala Yom Kuvan. Take the Chazin. Whenever you have a Sophic in davening, you have to daven over. What do you have to say that he Vaday made a mistake? The first 30 days, we assume that he Vaday said it wrong, the old way. And after 30 days, we assume that he said it right. The first 30 days, even if you're Mesufik, you have to daven over. What do you have to assume that he Vaday said it wrong?
He davened, he's all doing that kind. That's maybe our scroll is missing, but the filler, he had a filler.
But
if you say both, you say you had a feeling, you say if you don't say the right filler, then it's even worse. Because it's like you say Mashiach Ruach in the summit. It's even worse, so you still have to tell us in the way it's called.
Okay. Okay. So 1 foot, you said 1 foot, perhaps give a terrace, and you float up the terrace. Okay. So the Gadi Masechta says an easier terrace up there. Rabbi Yechanan never said you mechuyif to daven over. So Tshuva Terezva, he says the Gadi Masechta died before the Mishnah Berurah was born. So he also quotes this Tshuva Terezva. He discovered this Tshuva Terezva. He says the Rajah writes in the Tshuva, Rabbi Yechanan didn't say you're obligated. He says the same as the Blasi, you're not obligated. But whereas the Blasi says he's prohibited to daven over, so for Abirchan says you're allowed to, we would recommend it, but he says you're not mechuyif to. So that's what Taisha says in our Thursday night Shuvah, the first 30 days, you're obligated, absolutely obligated to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Because we know for sure that you said it wrong.
What does that have to do with Shriya Zayomim, let's say, by saying, if you didn't say, it's like you didn't accept the time of it, one of the certain times, by saying the word, you Mekadosh those days, if I'm not saying it, you negated it.
Yes, if he said, Hashem HaKadosh, you're not yours, so you have to done, but the Shari, he doesn't remember if he said, Hashem HaKadosh, I'm not HaKadosh. So what's the deal?
But you have to make the shimmer. Normally, if you assume he would say it, yes. Therefore, the chamber, I'm much better that he wouldn't say it, because this was the shimmer. Oh. Not aware. Oh. He made the shimmer, so obviously he would have to go back to
it. Oh, that's the tension test. So we assume that he said it wrong. We assume that he said like oil and said Akela Kodesh. So that's why my father was discussion. Why does Taisha have to say we assume that he probably said it wrong? Because he's not used to saying Amela HaKadosh. He's used to Amela HaKadosh. He's used to Akela Kodesh. So even if it's only a suffix, you still have to daven over.
If somebody pays every day 10 cents to go to a bridge, and on Wednesday you have to pay 20 cents.
Yes.
So we assume, if he doesn't remember, then we assume he only paid 10 cents. Because if he would have paid 20 cents, he would have remembered.
Okay. That's what Titan says, right. That's what Ashwani meant. Why does Titan have to say, we proved conclusively that he absolutely made a mistake? Even if he wouldn't prove, and if he would just remain a suffix, he still requires him that he should daven over because Rabbi Yechanan said it. Now he's obligated to because we're not for sure that he said it wrong. That's the shayla. The pashtus is like he says, not like the Gomagoyim. The pashtus is halavashi falan koyom means that since there is an Indian of tefillah shidavid, that if you want to, you're permitted to volunteer tefillah shidavid. And Hashem is the answer to this. So since there is such a thing as tefillah shidavid, so we would recommend, if you ever come, we would recommend that now you should volunteer tefillah shidavid. But Hashem is the answer with not tefillah shidavid, we wouldn't. But now Tarishus, the way the Gomagoyim says is, they're applying Rabbi Yechanan's plow on Rashi's plow on to not only to feelers, even to brachas. A brachas can't volunteer, you can't have a brachas from brachas. That's the Goyen learned shot in the ring, and he takes Rabbi Yechanan at this very loosely. Whenever there's a Sufik bracha, you're allowed to repeat it. Any Sufik bracha, not only a Sufik feeler based on the concept of feelers and brachas. Even by a Sufik bracha tanen, that you're not allowed to volunteer a shahakol, apropos to nothing. Yeah, the stuff there, you're allowed to volunteer, Shah.
But you see, there's some stuff in brokers you're allowed to listen to, like if you put it in a new film, you're allowed to say new film, even though the new film could be already gone, I'm sure, or show. You say, Bill, can't go into the language.
No, because we passed in the Icaradin that you have to have a separate broker for each mystery. If you would hold it as a topic, you wouldn't say it. We say Brachin comes with the word. The thing is, whenever you say Brachin about Salah, says the quote that Yishalmi Beinah, that one says, whenever a person by mistake says Brachin about Salah, he should say Brachin to him of Lusa Biyam of Lord. He should give a Shevach to the Shem Hashem. Otherwise, like that he was mercy of Shem Shemayim of Atova. So I'm in the most people have the practice that they say Brachin Mishal Yad, then they say Brachin Mishal Rosh, and then after they do the Hebrew Kam Mishal Rosh, then they say Tzopi Brachin to him of Lusa Biyam of Lord, Mishal Kod Mishal Rashi, because Rashi in the Rambam holds, that you don't say a bracha on the shalosh. That you go say with the bracha, you say on the shalosh, that covers the shalosh also. So point to Rashi, the Al-Mitzvah is the bracha of Atala, so Mishnah Torah, the shalosh, you say Baal Shem Sofer.
Absolutely.
Huh?
After the heathens, yeah. Then it says, in between the bracha, then it's mamish the bracha l'atel. It just made it into a bracha l'atel, but you are not speaking between the bracha l'atel. No, so the answer is that we talk in like Tosfos. We talk like Rabbi Tam, that you're not, it's all Allah. Allah Amiyach is not part of the Shul Rosh. The Shul Kodesh Shul Rosh, you're a master to say Baruch Hashem. But if it were really a selfing bracha, you wouldn't say it. And others don't know, it is a Tzadik Brach. So you shouldn't say it's a Chalak. The Grand
Hall goes to a Tzadik Brach.
Well, the time was, it's a Tzadik Brach. You shouldn't
have had a few, not sure if you said you have a Yomar, and it's called a Shemar, and then I recognize the basis of when she was on Shemar.
Yes, the person is Masuka, then we assume that he didn't say it, that he probably didn't say
it.
We'll have to see, yes. Okay. We'll have to see what the thing is. We'll have to learn later. There's a Masuka, you have a Yomar.
No,
the first day should be a suffix. Before?
I don't know,
but before they were together, look, so how did they daven on the first day of Shem? Did they say... I don't know.
Because it's certain that if the
Kodesh anyway, means that they abstain from Malacha. But the Shabbos, what about davening? Did you say the Brachas of Yom? But what they do with the davening? The Levim and the Beit HaMikdash saying that the Shia shall call. I don't know, maybe by Shimon Esri should daven the younger thing of Shimon Esri. Yeah, I don't know, they weren't, if you don't know whether it's younger yet, I don't know what they daven. I don't remember what the remember the Gemara discusses it, what they daven. If you didn't mark the Shabbos, then you're not dead. And then if it turns out that it's not, you say you must be, then it turns out it's a weekday, it's not Yom Tov, so you're not Yaseh. First it says Yom Tov and Yom Tov, it's not Yaseh. What if it's going to turn out that it's Tov? No, but Damash Manasseh. Damash Manasseh shall call and he can insert Yom Tov for Rosh Hashanah. What does it help Allah tonight? It turns out that it's not Rosh Hashanah, so he wasn't yet finished on Esther. But he still said it. But the person says Yahweh, and it turns out that it's there of Rosh Hashanah, it's not Rosh Hashanah. What does it help that it's Allah tonight? But he said the role of this stuff on the Shemon Esther. He was mopsic in the middle of Shemon Esther with Yahweh, where it doesn't belong. I don't know what they've done. I don't remember the thing about this person.
Can't be turned as fakers into Kabbalah. If the person doesn't remember the Kabbalah or Mel Kabbalah, no, they didn't have the Kabbalah. So therefore, that would require a certain amount of Kabbalah to the Spiller. Or, the other point is, certain things he didn't happen with Kabbalah, that we have a maturity that laid over him.
That's a problem. The fact that the person doesn't remember... That's a problem. How come the person doesn't remember himself? Tell a
Kabbalah.
Let's say a
person thinks he didn't have the proper Kabbalah. Can you be allowed to tell on any part of the over
there? His man is then, Master. Hashem said that his man is then, because we're not mechavin so well.
Even his man Hamarayim, the Yishalmi calls a different, but he used to count birds. Yeah, he used to count sheep. They weren't, some of the Hamarayim were not some of the Chabim when they got Shmon Esrei either. It's a big problem, I don't know. The Gemara says if you're not Mechabim, you're not Yishalmi Shmon Esrei, and then the Yishalmi says that they weren't Mechabim.
First
Let's say Tuesday afternoon he didn't daven Mincha, tonight is Tuesday night, it's Wednesday. So then he reviews the Shabbat, so he daven his Ma'ariv, and then he says the second one after, it's a Tuesday. But he says regular Ma'ariv, he says he doesn't say after that of the Shimcha, he says the regular Shimcha.
Yeah,
Okay, so let's see again the Gemara. The Gemara had an Ibaya Galay Shita. What's the din? Again, a person says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, have in mind that he's going to conclude Borei Pri Yadokim. Then in the middle he realizes, but it's not a cup of wine, he's going to finish up Borei Pri Yadokim and want the Yaitse. They conclude Shakal in the Gemara. And he thinks, is the Yaitse with that Rachana? That's an Ibaya Galay Shita. The word Talmach is that the Rishpach is of Rav Zlaka, you leave it the way it is, you don't say over. And the we're not sure exactly why. The Re says if you do say over, the Kamega says it's Pshat and the Re. You're obligated to repeat the bracha because you don't apply Sveka the Rabban Lakuma Kenega Chesra Fiser, and all the food in the world is the Chesra Fiser because the Hashem Muhammad Sarah Lamazeb, the late bracha, he has his Mahar Shah who says like that, and stop him. And they're only going to give the other Pshat. We'll see in a minute. Let's see. Oh, that's what Tatus raises there. Tatus runs Shat in Mars that the Nusach HaBrachi said correctly. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shakal Limit Dvarah. But the Kavanah on the Baruch was an error. At the time that he said, B'Shem HaMalchus, he had a mind to conclude Baruch HaGofen. What if he would say the Nusach HaBrachi, he says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Baruch HaGofen, and then he realizes that it's beer and he says Shakal Limit Dvarah. So the Ramban learns that that's what the Gemara is talking about. Tatus learns not, but Tatus now discusses that topic. The next line in Tatus, Niho Yoy Marach, the Rach has a comment. I'm holding a David Dibur Shetor B'Diburoi Shoma Borei Pri Ha'et Tachas Borei Pri Ha'gofen V'Tefki De Dibur Yochol Lach Debo. What happened over here? What's the story? A person has wine and he says Borei Pri Ha'et, and then he realized that's the wrong bracha, and he knew all along he planned to say Borei Pri Ha'gofen. He had a mind from the beginning to say Barfi Hagofen on wine. But he said Barfi Hagofen. Barfi Hagofen, Tetis assumes that you're not Yotzei on wine. As the Rebbe Kivega Shepherd, we'll discuss that later. But Tetis assumes that you say Barfi Hagofen on wine, you're not Yotzei B'Riyel. And he says Barfi Hagofen, and he corrects himself, Tetis Hagofen, and he says Barfi Hagofen, and he said that would be okay. He corrected himself, Tetis Hagofen is good, the chain, and the same thing beyond this. Chachatim Mishal Yantar, he's saying the mitzvah from the Matner, and then it comes to the end, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and so he says, Kadesh Olazman, and says, Mekadesh Hashem. But he had in mind to say Yantar. He didn't think today is Yantar, he knows today is Yantar, but he wanted to say Yantar. He just flipped and saying the wrong mitzvah, so he can react to himself. After they did, but it's good. Lechem Yantar, the Chachatim Mishal Yantar, in the end of the final Baruch and the Shemana Eshem, so, Ben Mekadesh Mishal Azman, and Yalam Kadesh HaShabbos, because of the Tech Nibu Yantar, why? Since he knows that today is Yantar, and he really wants to say the mitzvah of Yantar, he just slipped. So if he corrects himself, Terka de Dibur is good. If he corrects himself, Achiz de Dibur is no good. But if he corrects Terka de Dibur, that's the thing, call it Terka. Terka de Dibur, Kedibur, Dami, you can correct, you can undo what you did before. When he said Barakata, when he said from the beginning, he
was.
Oh, so what's the Shaykh? So the Mechaber task is like this, Rach, whoever this Rach is, like this Bala Taisis, and the Ramah says that we don't task him like that, because we task him like there is. He says this Bala Taisis holds like the Reed. The Reed task in the Chumra, and he buys like Shita, that if you started off our Daita to this, and then you conclude our Daita to that, so you go to the Chumra and you have to stay over the Brocha. So let's say the person thought that he's, the person has a cup of soda, and he thought that it was grape soda, and he thought that it's wine. So he starts saying Baruch Atah Hashem Mekeinu Melech Olam, having in mind to finish off Baruch Atah Hashem. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem on soda with grape flavoring, you're not Yaitse. And then someone tells him, no, it's not Baruch Atah Hashem, it's Shahako. So then he concludes that the whole Nitzach HaBrocha was correct, but the Das that he had, the Kabbalah on the Baruch was wrong. So the Reh holds that you got to say over the Brocha. So that's what the Rach goes with the Reh. If you had the wrong intention at the beginning when you said the Shem HaMach, you have to say over the Brocha. But if you had the right intention, but you said, you just said the wrong Nusa, so that can be correct the Tefer de Dibur. But the Ramah says, we don't talk to like the Reh, we talk to like the Reh. That's not big Brocha's law kill. So that's what the Ramah says, that even if you didn't
correct,
Even if you didn't know what it meant, I'm not on the wrong page. There's a page missing from the master. Or I missed a page, and I'm just saying what the words are. It says over here, Mikadesh HaShabbos. And I'm about to say Baruch Atah Hashem. I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mikadesh HaShabbos. A cousin says, he's looking for the master, the patron says, Mikadesh HaShabbos. And they all scream out, no, Mikadesh HaShabbos. And he corrects himself, that maybe what he's doing. Even though that was the Kavanah, he sees what it says in Mikadesh HaShabbos. That's what he wants to say. So the Ramah says it doesn't matter because we talk like there is. The Kabbalah doesn't matter. And Sefer the Dibur can correct himself. So it doesn't matter. So as long as he corrects himself, there's a Dibur, it's considered as if you ignore the fact that he said Mekadesh HaShabbos. Say Mekadesh HaShabbos. But the intention of the Dibur was to say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Doesn't matter because we talk like there is. So this part, this Rach, is the Heshel from the Reed. He quotes the Reed that if you had the wrong Kabbalah in a Bible like Sheep, then you have to say over the Prophet. But if you had the right Kabbalah, but you just slipped and you said the wrong words, that can be corrected technically. Not the opposite. It's along the lines of the Reed, and it discusses another case. But his premise is the Reed. But if you don't talk to him like the Reed, then this would be Lakuma, even if he didn't know Nekorit. Right. Not Achor Shaya, there Shaya, Afri will know Yada Shahu Yantav will also be good. That's because Ramah disagrees with this Rash. He says, we talk to him like the Reed, so you don't have to have Achor Shaya, there Shaya. Then at the end of the Pesach, they ask Akasha, Isha Ben Yankin Yikino, what's the holy bayit the life she's in the Gemara? The Gemara is the sister, what's the din? Then, again, I'm having in mind to conclude the Rekhi Agapen, and then he corrects himself before he finishes, and he says the bracha correctly. He says, Shachon, he had his bar. So the Rebbe says, "Let's see." The Rebbe says, "Makula." The Rebbe says, "You should go to Chumra." So the Rabbi Yaakov Mekina says, "He doesn't seem to love what the whole issue is." There is a machlokes later in the beginning of the next parak, but this is Tichas Kavane. And this is Ain Tichas Kavane. And then we show you some machlokes in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim in Siman Samach. I think where he talks in this Tichas Kavane, and this is Ain Tichas Kavane. So later we show you some talking in this Ain Tichas Kavane. And the Mogen Avraham quotes in the name of the Radvaz by Mitzvah, the Rabbanan is Zichra in Tzichas Kavanah. All Machlokes don't mean by Mitzvah, the Rabbanan. That's not exactly true. You know, Mor has the Sukkah in two Mitzvahs. Here, Mor talks about Tzichas Kavanah by Kriyashma, that's a Mitzvah, the Rabbanan.
And in the Avid Shach, the Gemara has a sugya by Moror. Moror is one of the Rabbanon. The Tosafot says, how come they have different rayas? How come they don't put all the rayas together? The Tosafot writes in Avid Shach, because one sugya talks about mitzvah the rayas, one sugya talks about mitzvah the Rabbanon. How do we pass through Allah? Because that's what the Radvaz, the Rabbanon quotes in the Shuvah the Radvaz, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that to distinguish the Pesach Allah, that a mitzvah is the rayas, you should pass the mitzvah the Sifas Rabbanon. And this is the Rabban, you should pass him into Saint Sifat Sabah. That's how the Ramban wrote chat also. Ramban claims that when, how much of Kriyashma is the Raisa? Yeah. How much of Kriyashma is the Raisa? So the Rambam sounds like he holds all three parshiyas are the Raisa as part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. And others say, how can it be the third parshiyah is a different mitzvah? The Chiyas is the Sifat Sabah, that has nothing to do with Kriyashma. You come the mitzvah of the Parat Abam, Shalom Lachot Ramban, that's the first two parshiyas. And other Rishon say, no, only parshiyah Rishon is the Raisa. Parshiyah is only the Rabban. Parashat Shmini is only the Rabban, Parashat Rishon is the Raisa. The Ramban chisels it down even further, based on the Gemara on Yud Gimel Bei, he says the only Pasuk Rishon, only Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the Raisa. How does the Ramban know that that's the only thing that's the Raisa? Because the Gemara says that you have to have Kavonah, Pirush HaMilos, only on Pasuk Rishon. And Rebbe told his Gabbai that if I look a little drowsy at night when I'm saying Kriya Shema at night, on the Pasuk Rishon, be mitzayrni, wake me up and make sure that I have kavanah when I say Pasuk Rishon. But the rest of the Kriya Shema doesn't matter. I can recite the rest of the Kriya Shema without kavanah Pirush HaMilos. So does this reflect anything as far as mitzvah kavanah or not? The fact that Pasuk Rishon of Kriya Shema requires kavanah Pirush HaMilos, you have to know what you say. And the rest of Kriya Shema you yet say even though you don't have kavanah Pirush HaMilos. So some Rishonim say, it's totally unrelated to Mitzvah Kavanah. Mitzvah Kavanah means you have to have Kavanah to be used in the Mitzvah. And Kavanah Pirush HaMilos is a different thing. It's totally unrelated. So the Ramban says, the Machzadek Ramban says, he doesn't go to these philosophical, Hezderim. He says, Kavanah is Kavanah. If you hold Mitzvah Kavanah, if you hold Mitzvah Kavanah, then you don't need Pirush HaMilos either. That's the Shere Ramban.
Okay, it's a Shere Ramban.
But that's what he writes. So he says, what does it mean in the Gemara that Levi was machted Davka and Pasuk Rishon? He was machted to have Kavanah Pirush HaMilos and the rest of Kriya Shema not. So he says, because Pasuk Rishon, the Ramban says Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa. And this is Sichas Kavanah, this is the Raisa. And the rest of Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon, and this is the Rabbanon, then Sichas Kavanah. Exactly what the Rabban is, right to the children. That's how the Ramban passes based on this Gemara. That this is the Raisa, Sichas Kavanah, and this is the Rabbanon, and Sichas Kavanah. And that's what the Rabbeinu Yankis Mikinon is bothered with their kashya.
That's what the heffel.
Okay. Rabbeinu Yankis Mikinon is bothered with their kashya. It says the din is a mitzvah saying tichas kavanah by abrocha, bichas on the henny. By kavanah and shakal, the whole thing is going to the rabbanon anyway. All the bichas on the henny is going to the rabbanon anyway. So it's only the Rabbanon says the Dinah is Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah, Bahavadah Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah. Why is it Badai? Machlek is Atamayim. In some parts of it, it probably means that this is the Rabbanon. This is the Rabbanon, we should certainly pass the Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah. Okay, Tzichas Kavanah, so what do I care what intentions he had at the time that he said the Broche, so what Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah? So the Pashto says that you can say there's two different things, but like the other Shem said, the Kavanah Pirush HaMilos is not solely in the issue of whether Mitzvah Kavanah. So he's standing over here. When he got in Meirim, then he got in the Tashkum and Tzimimcha. So the Kavanah Thomas Pavel was Kaveh, what the Shem HaTzvila is. That's unrelated to whether Mitzvah Kavanah or not. So you can say the same over here. The Kavanah Thomas Baruch is Kaveh, the Shem HaBrachet. Is it the Shahatul Nikit Baruch, or is it the Baruch HaBrachet Nikit Baruch? But that doesn't seem to be his theory. He has the kashya of Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah and compared, what do I care if he has the wrong Kavanah? Yeah, the Rabbeinu Yaina says. Rabbeinu Yaina says, when you say Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah by a Maita Mitzvah, you're eating matzah, you're eating morer, you're eating a sukkah, what by Dibur is not. So that's why I'm asked, Kriya Shema, the whole Machlokes is like Kriya Shema. That's just Dibur. Kriya Shema is just Dibur. So the later Achayim say that Rabbeinu Yaina didn't mean it. Even though he says the Dibur is different, what he meant was the same as the Tzeifah. He meant was the other Terah. What Taki is the Terah? So how you are there, Hari, so the Rebala Tzeifah gives the Terah on the Kash of Rabbi Yankim Mikinon, the Hainu, when do you apply the principle of Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah if this fellow is standing in the back of the shul, or outside of the shul in the street, B'Shaneh Tzila, Achori Beis HaKnezes, when is Kavanah Tzeifah? So Allah has the case, he's listening to Tzeifah.
is listening to the Chazan. He's standing outside the shul, staying in his own apartment. He hears the Chazan say the whole Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning to the end, and he didn't have in mind to be Yotzei. He's listening to the beautiful Chazanis and the Drachas, and he says, I'm in at the end of every Dracha, and then he realizes at the end, hey, I was Yotzei to the Shmoneh Esrei, but he didn't have in mind to be Yotzei to do. So then it'll be a Shaila with the Sichas Kavanah. Sichas Kavanah? So since davening is over there, I bought him, so we'll send you to the same Sichas Kavanah. And here's a different word. This is worse. He didn't explain why. He just said it's worse. What's the answer? He could say that he meant what we were saying all along. There's a different issue. The Kavanah on the bar says, for them, what the Shem HaBarach is. And other Rishayim say, no, the Rabbi Yoyin has been quoted from the Rashbam, what you said. But when he said, Mitzvah ain't Sichas Kavanah, his mind was neutral. He wasn't thinking one way or the other. But what if the person is blowing shofar and it has in mind this is only for practice and I do not want to be Yotzei Kishah. I want to be Yotzei Kishah shofar, I'll say the Abrachas in the middle of Chazar Hashem, but I don't want to be Yotzei now. He's blowing shofar practicing at 7 o'clock in the morning Rosh Hashanah morning. He doesn't want to be Yotzei shofar, he wants to be Yotzei like all the normal Jews. After Kriyas HaTorah, before Mitzvah, in the middle of Mitzvah, he doesn't want to be Yotzei now. He's not saying Abrachas now. So let's say Kavanah Shalom loves it. Hei Kavanah Shalom loves it. But that's what Machalek is in the Rishayna. If you hold mitzvah, even if you hold mitzvah, Jichas Kavanah, if you yet even without Kavanah, what if you had Kavanah l'Hetzech? What if you had Kavanah Shalola say? But that's what Machalek is. So the Beshesh quotes an opinion from the Ra'or that you still yet say, and the Rashbam says that you're not yet. The Rashbam claims that that's the pshat in our Gemara. If the Tzelah said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam HaDait, that you conclude, for a priyagofen, yeah, and you should have concluded Shachar should have had an idea to say Shachar Midvara. That's the Gemara's question, that that may be equivalent of Kavanah Shalom of this. If you had Kavanah, that this should serve as a different mitzvah. This Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam should serve as a different mitzvah. Should not serve, the Dafke should not serve as a Shachar Midvara. The Dafke not serve. But the Rashbam says that the Bayan, the Gemara, is based on the assumption that if you would have had Kavanah Shaloi Latzei, you would not be Yotzei. So the Gemara's Yibayi Lashita is this the equivalent of Kavanah Shaloi Latzei, or is it not? And what's that Shaila? So what's the Shaila then? If you have Kavanah Shaloi Latzei, then you're not Yotzei. If you have Kavanah to be Yotzei, Baruch Hu Agafen with it. Baruch Atah Hashem, Akenem HaKolem, have Kavanah to be Yotzei, Baruch Hu Agafen with that. So is that the Gemara had a topic? Is that the equivalent of... As far as, and then he ended off Shahakal. So it's the fact that he had Kavanah Mishkein Vaitrakov, and is that the equivalent of Kavanah Shalom Latzei? Or is that not the equivalent of Kavanah Shalom Latzei? What is that? Is it one general mitzvah to recite Bechas on the Hanan? Shahakal Vaitrakov, is that one mitzvah? There are variations. Here you say this is that mitzvah, but it's basically one mitzvah to recite Bechas on the Hanan before you eat food. So that's not called Kavanah Shalom Latzei. He's going to end off like this, he ends off like that. So then it's called Kavanah Latzei. Or should I say no? Baruch HaGofen is one takana, and Shachar Mivar is a different takana. And since he has Kavanah for a different Torah, that's the equivalent of Kavanah Shalom Latzei. So the Rashbam seems to learn that that was the Gemara Zibayah. Is this the equivalent of the Yadzan Hezer, the Rashbam says? Is this the equivalent of Kavanah Shalom Latzei? Or is it not the equivalent of Kavanah Shalom Latzei? All based on the premise that if you would have had Kavanah Shalom Latzei, you cannot be Yotzei. There are orders that they say, this quote says, the same is not. He says, even if you have Kavanah Shalom Latzei, you're still Yotzei. He's not going to learn like that.
You can't force somebody to be Yotzei. He said, I don't want to be
Yotzei. If I say Kiddush for you, that's in a Siv Adzan. If I say Kiddush for you, and you scream, I don't want to be Yotzei. But then he says, even the Ra'or will agree that you're not Yotzei. But if I say Kiddush, I'm saying Kiddush, not that I'm saying for you. I said the Kiddush, I shook the lulav, and I have a mind I don't want to be Yotzei. Then he says, you're Yotzei. That's what the Ra'or holds. He's talking that though. He's talking like the Rashbam. Right, so the Gemara has a sugya whether you hold this is Kavanah by this is the Rabbanah. So the Masana, Allah Almighty, the Ramban and the Lacham is in Rosh Hashanah, and the Razvaz and the Shuvah, quoted by the Magen Avraham, both say this is Lachrot, like Allah, and this compromise. And this is the Rabbanah, this ain't the Kavanah, and this is the right. So then the Gemara is like, if you hold this is Kavanah, what do you do with the Mishnah Kid and Lebo? The Gemara says, no, Kid and Lebo just means he's pronouncing the word. Doesn't he?
It's difficult to distinguish the simple reading of the Rabbeinu Yoina on our daf that he distinguishes between Maitre as opposed to Dibur. That by Dibur everybody agrees that Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. The simple reading is very difficult because the Gemara has it by Krishna. That's only Dibur. Yeah, you have it by Megillah also. You have it by Dibur also. So now I'm trying to reinterpret the Rabbeinu Yoina and say he probably didn't mean that. He probably only meant Brachas. But Brachas said this. His Lashon is because the essence of the Nitzvah Kriya Shema is to be the Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim by reciting this Parsha. If you don't have the Kabbalah Kriya Shema Mitzvah plus the Gishon, then you want the Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim. Now this is a Mitzvah to read this Parsha. I don't know what it says there. Then we want the Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim. After Kabbalah Kriya Shema Mitzvah, that's a Chedus in the Mitzvah. To be the Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Kabbalah Kriya Shema Mitzvah is unrelated to the issue of Mitzvah Kabbalah. But the Ramban insists that it's not so. He doesn't offer you mitzvah. It's not so. If you don't have mitzvah kavanah, you wouldn't require kavanah tirush on mitzvah. So the Shivega has another problem with this case. Tosfos is discussing the case where the fellow says, Borei pri ha'eis. He has a cup of wine, and he says, Borei pri ha'eis. And he realizes that he's good. Even if I said Baruch Pi Hagof, and then he corrects himself to the Yiddish. And since when he said Baruch Atah Hashem HaKenem HaFa'elam, he wanted to say Baruch Pi Hagof. And with this stuff, he corrected himself to the Yiddish. So that's good, and that's why he did. So from the gist of all cases, it would appear that if he would have just remained with the Baruch of Baruch Pi Hagof, then why? He wouldn't be Yiddish. He has to correct himself to the Yiddish and so on. So that's where Rabbi Kivega points out, this is a big dispute in Ashrayna, whether that's correct or not. If a person would recite Baruch Pi Hagof on wine, would he be Yiddish to be the Yiddish? So many Achrenim hold up to the Yevid, you are Yerich say, and Rabbi Kivega gives you the argument why. Right, it's like saying Baruch Pi Adam on fruit, that was, that all fruits are also Baruch Pi Adam, but the brother Baruch Pi Reis is more Mufurat, so to the Yevid, if he said Shachol Yerich, if he said Baruch Pi Adam on fruit also, it's even more Mufurat than Shachol. And it's less than food than what it should have been. But yeah, but it's okay. So let that person will say, Bari Priha ate on orange juice or on grapefruit juice, but then he won't be Yotzim. Why? Because the Mishnah says that on all the Mashkema Yotzim, from all the tables and all the vegetables, it's not him also. With the exception of Mashkema Yotzim and Azaytim and Anavim. Wine that comes from the grapes, from olive oil, it comes from the olives. The Mashkema Yotzim and Azaytim and Anavim, that has the status of the tree. So that's where the Gemara Taka says, what if you're reading Shem and Zayis? If you're reading Shem and Zayis, in some cases you're going to say Baruch Pi Hagof. Normally if you're reading Shem and Zayis, it's blended in with the cereal, you say Baruch Pi Hagof, it's going to be a tofel. But the Gemara says if you'll have a case where it won't be a tofel, it'll be the Iker, then the Gemara says you're going to talk to say Baruch Pri Hagof, because the Mashma Yetzim and Hazetim is called a tree, has a Shem tree. So Rabbi Kivega time is the Hu'ad Dinam, not the Eifer, as Eifer, the Min HaNovim. The grape juice or wine should be the same. It should also, theoretically, it should have been Baruch Pi Hagof, Novot, Tachacham, HaMetaka, even the Chim, so you're Brachem, more Mishurot, even more Mishurot. So Bidi Yevet, if you say Shachal is good, so Bidi Yevet, if you say Hu'ad Dama should be good on wine, so if you say Baruch, they should also be good, so how can I say that it's not good?
אז כדאי כקורת את המחלקת אחרת. הרי תק אקספליין, מחלקת הראשיים את הסייביש, אני מחלקת את המחלקת את הסייביש. הרי תק אקספליין לשיטה את הסייביש. The scientist says that even with the evidence, if he said very priest or eight, I'm lying, you're not yet. How can it be? The Gemara says the fairies are olive oil and say very priest or eight. Who's that one? The base stuff. Yeah, but our Gemara says that you are. Our Gemara goes to Las Cunas. Our Gemara says he has a cup of wine and he says, I don't know if he said Shahako, he would have been Yaitse.
Okay, you could say like that, you could say another Mahabhoka. Okay, if you don't have anything better, if you won't come up with anything better, we'll say that. Maybe you can say another Mahabhoka. 1 minute, yeah?
Zayas, the minute you need to break, take that day by Alma, part of the food daughter, not the condo, you said, but why is it never be a side of Delum? So, the middle of it is food. Yeah, I ain't had to grasp the bread, you do.
Right,
from a
thing. Yeah. Still, still a thing. The din is like this. Anishna says like this. If a person eats orlo, you're not permitted to eat the fruits that grow the first season. What if you went ahead and ate it? Then you get malchus. What if you squeezed out the oranges, you made oranges, you squeezed out the grapes, and you squeezed out the other thing, and you, so the Mishnah has a machlek shatar. So we talk like a machlek of lezer bishul. So we talk like a bishul. If you eat any other juice, you're not like it. But if you eat wine, or grape juice, or olive oil, then you are like it, because the mashmah yetzim and azeis ma'anav has the same status as the pre, and you're eating the pre horlo. If you eat the juice from the other fruits, then it's mashmah yetzim. And on your day, you're not like it. Let's say you eat chazer, so you get malchus. What if you drink milk from the chazer? So the Rambam says, you don't get malchus. On your day, you're not the result, you don't get malchus. You eat an eagle, you eat the flesh of an eagle, you get malchus. If you eat the egg of the eagle, the Rambam says you don't get malchus. The person says you do get malchus, but the Rambam says you don't get malchus. Where did the Rambam get it from this Mishnah? That if you eat the orange that's normally, you eat the grapefruit that's normally, you get malchus. If you squeeze out the juice that's mashkinah yetzim, so there's no malchus on that. But if it's the mashkinah yetzim, and the yetzim, and the lovim, that has the shame of the tree. And if it's wine, it's also the same thing. Same bikurim. If it's then even wine also, that doesn't. No, I think the answer to this kash is that's one mahalach. You have to prove that that's correct. I'm sure there is. Sure, whoever said that she has a proof. But one can say another mahalach over here. There's only going points out there. The Morgan Avram, the Pimagan, they all have a mahalach like this. But there is a distinction between food and beverages. that beverages, the Gemara has, the bracha for all beverages is shahakal mizbar. Because Tosfos is bothered with Akasha on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, why don't you say Mizaynus on beer? Just like you say Bar Pi'ah Drama on vegetables, even if you strained out all the particles of the vegetable, you have no bien at all. But because you cook the vegetables in the water and it has a whole flavor, so the bracha of Maya Zishlote is a Bar Pi'ah Drama. Vegetable soup is Bar Pi'ah Drama. It's not kashya, but the big marks of the ferrets and the vegetables would be saved by Adam. Not so clear. No, you're not doing it wrong. We'll have to learn case in the work. We'll find out exactly. It's not wrong, but it's not a kashya. We'll have to understand why it's not a kashya. And not everybody agrees to that. Not everybody agrees. So let's go again. If a person is eating vegetables, so the Gemara says he's paid Bar Pi'ah Adam, and he says in Shulchan Achim, if he's trained out all the vegetables, it's still going to be Bar Pi'ah Adam. The Tosfos says, so why don't you say Bar Pi'ah Adam if he drinks beer? The Tosfos says, based on the Gemara, and that's up, and on the Chesem and Allah, that all beverages were only shahat. When it comes to food, when it comes to eating food, and soup is also food. Soup is not a beverage, soup is a liquid food. You drink soup when you're hungry. You don't drink soup when you're thirsty. Unless the lace berry, you have no beverage, then you drink soup. Because you want to wet your throat. But normally soup is not a beverage. Beverage is something that you drink when people are thirsty. The Tosfos shows from the Gemara that the bracha on all beverages that the Chacham are mistaken shahakal nivadol. They will never mistaken any more brachas mitzvot. Except for wine. Wine they'll mistaken a special bracha for a drop. But otherwise they will never mistaken any other brachas. Now she came on food, or the solid or liquid food, because the soup is also a food, a liquid food. There they will mistaken ha-moisli and mozainis and ha-adama and ha-eid and a whole series of brachas. So when does it didn't say that if I didn't say the bracha ha-yoytim ufuretis and I said a bracha pachas mufuretis, but the yevin ha-yoytim, if this food belongs in that category, let's say on, I said on a fruit, I said Bar Pi'ah Adama.
Carrot
juice. Carrot juice is probably a beverage. People drink it in the morning. Okay, so that's the basis claims that all beverages are shot, but that's what it says before. No. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It matters if it's a beverage, even if I'm hungry and I have nothing else, it doesn't matter. If it's a beverage to the chocolate. Yeah. Fine, so mashkin, hayetim, and hazetim, and anavim has the status of the priest, but still it's a beverage. The mashkin, hayetim, and hazetim is not a beverage, Rashi says. If you, the Gemara says that you say, very people ate, if you drink shem and zayis, and Rashi says, and the Gemara, I'm drinking it to quench your thirst. Other people don't drink it to quench their thirst. He mixes it into a mashal, he has a sore throat, he put in a lot of shem and zai, he says, it's not the tofa, but he's eating it as a soup, he's eating it as a mashal, not as a mashal, Rashi says it's a tapshia. So that's why Shas is in, it's a bracha should be burnt to you. But on wine, the bracha doesn't fit in at all, it's not a mashal, it's a mashka, a beverage. So this halacha that if the Yebed, he said, the wrong bracha, it doesn't mean if the bracha fits in, but it's not the beverage. That's how the Chayyadim says. The Chayyadim says that anything and everything in the world, if he said to the Yevid Mizrein, it's the Yetzay, except for Maim and Melech, because the Mishnah Midorim. The Mishnah Midorim says the person takes a nether. I know that Ramadan, so he's not allowed to eat anything, chutz min ha-maim and ha-melech. So the Mishnah Midorim quotes the name of Chayyadim, the word in Ami, if he said to the Yevid, he said Mizrein, and anything in Yetzay. But not everybody agrees to that. One could argue, but it's not true. It's not logical that the Yevid, if he said a brocha that's less mufuret, if he Yetzay means, if this food is bichlal or shah takona, first the chamele takona, you gotta say shahakal on everything. Then it says, but on vegetables, you gotta say even a fancier broch of the shahakal, you gotta say go to Adam. Then on food, it says, you gotta say not only go to Adam, you have to even say fancier. You have to say bird for your eggs. But the evidence said Adam, the evidence said shahakal, that was part of the broch of shetikna chachamim. First they threw a shahakal on everything. Then they threw Adam on half of the things in the world. Then you threw even a halait on a quarter of the things in the world. So if he went down to the lower level of bracha that the Chacham on the second, he said, but he ever do yet, because he said a bracha, that the Chacham on the second on this food. But if he say, Burin Piho ate some wine, that's like saying, Burin Minim Zainis on bread. They will never mistaken Burin Minim Zainis on bread. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they were. That's a shame. Or they will never mistaken Burin Minim Zainis on tomatoes. For sure they will never mistaken Burin Minim Zainis on tomatoes. If you say against the Chayyadim,
Then you understand what Tesis is saying over here. That is, even the Yevit, if you say, Kari Tzriho Eitz, I'm great, you will not be yet, because in the Chacham, whenever the Sakin on beverages, anything other than Shahako or Barpi Agos is special. But the things in between, Barpi Agos and Barpi Agos, they were never Misakin on beverages. It is a pre. It has a shame pre. But it's a mashke. It's a beverage. It's a mashke. They were never Misakin. But since it's a mashke, sometimes the pre is an oichel, sometimes the pre is a mashke. This pre happens to be a mashke. As a mashke, they will never mistake in any other brach, other than shlachol and brach yagosah. They will never mistake in the brachas in between here. The true is not beibishkar and lefnei amakom, but the yevid you're not yaitzei just because you're not beibishkar. You're only yaitzei to the yevid if you said the brach and it's a chacham and mistake on this particular thing. Only if the apple juice is as a soup. No. All beverages are shahakos. Moshe Feinstein has a shuva printed that orange juice should be very pre-made because these are juice oranges. He says these are juice oranges. And then they said that he backed out because it says in the Magen Avraham in the Prima Garden that all beverages are shahakos. That's the Shailah schnapps that we have. Even people who drink a lot of schnapps don't drink it as a beverage. They drink it as a soup. Because they want to be in a certain mood, not to quench their thirst. That's the Shailah. And Chaim Elozim says the schnapps is an eichel. Says it's an eichel, it's not a mashka. Or the Parson Opie. So that's the kasha that schnapps should be in there. It's not kasha. Okay. Right, okay. I'm going to go to the next one.